Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. Today is Monday, June 20th, 2022, and we've got so much to cover tonight. Show may run a little over, who knows, but we've got a lot to cover. But before we go there, let's go ahead and say the pledge. And I really do hope that at some time you join me while, or say this on your own time, join me while I'm saying it, because we need to come together as a people and we need to remember what this country stands for and what we have to do to work together to save it. So with that being said, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Indivisible, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please keep those words in mind. There's a lot of stuff going on. The show tonight, we're going to go over the follow the facts. With no fossil fuel, there will be no electric cars. I have some other things we're going to kind of touch on first, but that's going to be the focus of tonight's show. And again, as I've said in the past, wake up, GOP. Wake up, Republicans, Republican representatives and senators. Batteries do not make electricity. EVs, as they're now calling them, electric vehicles, EVs, are not green. We're going to get into a deep dive on that subject, and Karen Schoen is going to be joining me. In fact, I see her out there right now, but I'm going to go over a couple of other things, which I think she may want to chime in on as well. First off, remember, July, we are not celebrating July 4th. We are celebrating Independence Day, which happens to be on July 4th. You don't say Merry December 25th. Do not say Happy July 4th. Say Happy Independence Day. If we can say Pride Day and Pride, we should say Pride Month, we should be able to have Independence Month. July is Independence Month. And we'll talk more about that, and I will be doing a show, or I plan to do a show on Independence Day. Okay, so that. And Juneteenth was yesterday, as many of you have heard. It is now a federal holiday. And Jason Whitlock, he was out there saying that we need to get rid of it. It's a farce. It's why do all of a sudden are they coming up with this? And the basic history of this is what I was finding out, because most of us were not taught much history at all, but we definitely weren't taught this one. Is this is when the troops went into Texas to free the slaves there. If you recall, back in those days, they didn't have internet, they didn't have wireless phones and things like that, so communication was a lot different, and the slaves in Texas didn't know they were free, basically. It had never gotten that far, and Texas had not been engaged in the war to the same degree. So it was the final, if you will, completion of freeing of the slaves. And so that's what this is really about, and whatever kind of political games they're trying to play with the holiday. We can talk about that more when we talk about the Independence Day stuff. But just to kind of put that out there, and let's see if I can put out there, it was Jason Whitlock, we should scrap Juneteenth, which is for June 19th. That's just the way they abbreviated it, a.k.a. George Floyd Day, for a holiday commemorating America's 1865 rebirth. He's saying scrap it, and they're saying it's all because of George Floyd. They're making it the George Floyd Day kind of thing and this kind of stuff. That's what he was thinking. And anyway, there's an article out there on Blaze News, Blaze Media. You can go read his article out there. He never celebrated, never gave it much thought. I lived in Indiana, South Carolina, Michigan, Missouri, Kansas, California, and Tennessee. No one in any of those states ever invited me to a Juneteenth party. So anyway, he suspects that most people don't fully comprehend or get Juneteenth. It's a national holiday because of the death of George Floyd, not because our political leaders had a sincere interest in celebrating the emancipation of slaves in Texas. or across the South. Okay, anyway, so again, that's really what it all came down to. It was the freeing of the slaves in Texas. They were continuing on and never even knew that that slavery had ended. Okay, the other thing is big news. We won't talk a lot about it tonight, but putting it out there. Apparently, the White House, Biden and the company, they're trying to block the manufacturing of certain types of ammunition, ammo for guns. Since they're still trying to destroy the Second Amendment. So it's like, well, you can have a gun, you just can't have any ammo for it. So they're trying to play games with that one. So beware, the Second Amendment is majorly under attack. Then I sent out an email on Saturday, Saturday evening. Walmart, call your local Walmart. Walmart has canceled MyPillow, Mike Lindell, MyPillow, and yet it was one of their bigger sellers. So this is all political nonsense, too, so you really need to call them. Call your local Walmart, call the headquarters, go out there on their website. If you go to the website, you can get a list of the stores in your area, call them, post something out there on the on their contact page. And I did both. I posted a message on their contact page, and then I also called them, and I did get some kind of response about, thank you for telling us this, and that was about all they did. And then they sent me a follow-up to say, was my issue resolved, whatever. So I'll be responding to them one more time. But call Walmart. Do your best to not shop at Walmart. You know, these little games are going to play. It's not always easy. It's kind of like not buying stuff in China. And in my message to Walmart, I said, Sam Walton is spinning in his grave because he believes in Made in America. He didn't believe in Made in China. And then Walmart is also out there lying about stuff, relabeling things to say Made in the USA when in fact it's not. So think twice about going to Walmart. Do what you can to cut back, but definitely call them. Make the phone call. Call them. Call the stores. Call the main office. Well, when you call the main office, it kind of routes you through, but do what you can to let them know you don't like what they're doing. Let's see, the cattle buying. Now I've seen numbers of 2,000 and I've seen numbers of 10,000 cattle all at once within a matter of a day, I think it is, or 2 days. All these cattle dying because of the heat. Many of us are suspicious of this, and it was actually an article was out there combining two different things. The cattle, we don't want to think, you get so tired of having people think it's conspiracy cases and all this other kind of stuff. But when you think about it, when you think about this cattle that seem to eat all the same feed, it appears possibly to be a food issue, a feed issue kind of thing, that they were poisoned, maybe there was fentanyl in it, who knows. But then around the same time, all these food plants are burning down. The farmers can't even get the fertilizer to grow new stuff, new crops. Major, major attack on the food supply. Now, is that a conspiracy theory or is it a fact? Maybe we'll have a discussion on that one night, but there's definitely something going on here. I'm sorry, I personally have a hard time believing all that cattle died all at once from the heat. You definitely expect some that could fall to the heat kind of thing. But that many all at one time, it doesn't make sense. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about it. And it's like, how stupid did they think people are to believe it? Steve Dace was actually talking about that at one point. But add to that the food plants. Then you add to it that Bill Gates is up there buying up all the land in the country that China hasn't bought up, I guess, trying to control because he doesn't think we should eat meat. It's all really crazy. So just think about what's happening to our food supply out there, not to mention the food supply that China has control over. And then let's see. Oh, I got to mention this one too, especially my good old friend, Senator Rick Scott. Puke. Wish he was from Florida. I never voted for Rick Scott. I didn't vote for him for governor. I didn't vote for him for the Senate, and I will never vote for him. Okay, he's out there. He was one of those senators who voted for the draft for women. Of course, I guess there's no difference between men and women now. They're all the same. We only have one sex out there. There's really truly no difference by what these morons are out there saying anyway. But they did pass the bill requiring a draft for women, which I think is disgusting. And Rick Scott was part of that. And that only was allowed to happen because of a group of rhinos out there. Let's see. Then the other one, Make sure I'm not missing. There's one biggie on the Great Reset and useless people that we're going to talk about. That one I'm going to spend a few more minutes on. I know Karen wants to chime in on that one as well. Okay, just a reminder about the upcoming shows. I'm going to be doing a show on the vaccines and child abuse, what these vaccines are really doing, how they're killing people off. We truly have genocide underway here in so many ways. They're taking every different way to take people off of this planet. And then the one on the executive powers. Biden is playing the role of a dictator, not a president. And whoever those Republicans get in office, they better start doing something to rein in the abuse. Stop having a dictator and have a president and rein in the abuse of these executive powers. And mental health and government control. I can't stress this enough. What they're doing with this ammo, they're going to do everything they can to shut down the people who will oppose what they're doing, who will fight off tyranny. They're going to do everything they can. So if they think, if they have any kind of excuse to put you in a padded cell, that's what they're going to do. So these people who say something about all this mental health stuff and the shootings, you know, at the school and stuff, they're going to use that as an excuse to say, well, so-and-so said they didn't like somebody. Well, they're probably a threat, so we better put them in a padded cell. You just better realize what that really, really means. It's going to be bigger. So that's going to be the three shows. And now this other thing that came up today, I heard it on Glenn Beck, and then I went out and I played one of the videos online too. Useless people. What are useless people? This is the COVID-19 Great Reset. This guy who's, what's his name here? I can find his name, Yuval something, I'll try to get his name, not to totally mispronounce it, but he is out there. He's a advisor to Klaus and Company, the World Economic Forum, and just so you know, Obama supports this, has complimented and praised what he said. He said, we have to get rid of the useless people. There's going to be, humans are going to be replaced by technology. We don't need humans anymore. And I believe it was Glenn Beck was saying, well, just, you know, when the semi-truck can be driven by a machine, by a computer, and the stuff is this, when they don't, you're not needed. When humans are not needed, all these things can be done. There'll be this small elite class out there that will, they'll be the ones who get to survive, and then they'll be waited on hand and foot by the robots, by the electronic technology kind of stuff. And what do you do with all these useless people, useless eaters? They're consuming food. What are we going to do with them? Maybe tonight, if I have time, I'll play the audio so you can hear it, where it says, it's already happening now. He said, what basically will happen is drugs and games, I think was what it was, saying something about people, drugs and computer games, that's how we're going to get rid of these people. And he said, that's already happening today. And, you know, when he first said that, I thought, this is already happening today, but actually it's true. The fentanyl and the different types of drug abuse, the ODing, prescription drugs, things that they're poisoning us with, like vaccines as well. But then you have people isolated, doing nothing but playing with a computer and basically destroying themselves that way too. You know, it's there actually may be something to that. But it's just disgusting because the attitude of the idea is that, people don't need each other. We're just an inconvenience. It totally removes any social moral value of life. It's so disgusting. This is the same group. And remember, Bill Gates is out there. George Soros is out there. Obama is praising this. It's truly the end of any type of humanity. These are people who don't care. They care about their own personal life, I guess. So people don't die. It's technology. They don't just die from a biological or physiological thing. They die because of technology. It's very, very weird, scary, so inhumane. It just was so disgusting. And know that these are all part of this is the World Economic Forum people and Obama. Barack Obama was out there saying this was good. This is good. He praises this work because who needs humans anyway? What are the humans here for? Very, very, very sick stuff. So with that being said, I'm going to get Karen on here, and she can chime in because I know she was listening to some of this, and we were talking a little bit earlier about this sickness about people are useless. What are we going to do with the useless people that we don't need anymore? Well, that being said, hello, Karen. How are you doing?
Oh, I am fine, Sally, and thank you so much for having me back again. It's always wonderful to talk to you. Yes, this is very, very, very frightening. And sadly, too many people don't read the words of the people who are saying this. And when they read them, they go, oh, they're crazy. They'd never do this. Sorry, they have done it in the past, and they will continue to do it in the present and in the future unless we stop them. And that's the big part of the problem. If you listen to their words, Sally, the frightening part that I heard was how much it sounded like the Third Reich and one of Hitler's directors. And they were, he went through the evolution of the machine, the robot, take over. So therefore, humans aren't necessary anymore. What do they need them for? And as a result of that, the humans become useless eaters. All we do is eat. We don't serve society. So what do you do with useless eaters? Well, you go through exactly what they did in the Third Reich when they were trying to do exactly the same thing. First, they feed them drugs, all kinds of drugs, and we see that happening right now. Sex is part of the message, and transgenderism, making all of these unnatural things normalized so that people will accept it. Those that who are receptive will get favors, might get additional points on their social credits, might be able to go on a vacation or something like that, might get a little bit more food. They will be monitoring every action that we take. And as a result, they will be able to see exactly what we're doing when we're doing it. So drugs is a big part of this. It always struck me very funny, Sally, when you hear that over 100,000 Americans have died due to drug abuse. Less than 5,000 Americans have died due to gun control. Guess what we focus on? We're focusing on the smallest portion, the one that affects the Americans the most, the ones that America needs to protect itself. And what are they doing? They're going to stop Americans from being able to protect themselves while they are feeding Americans drugs, sex, and video games. Boy, does that sound familiar? Sounds to me like the Roman Empire. Nothing has changed in how many years? 2,000? 22 years? Nothing has changed. Little has changed. But this is where we are right now. And the sad part is these people are serious, Sally. They really intend to do that. When this man was talking, one of the things that he was saying was, well, putting them in a gas chamber is expedient. So maybe that's an option. I mean, really? So I would have to say, if you want to see what America will look like if we do absolutely nothing, then please go and watch The Hunger Games, because that's where we will be.
It is so, so sick. And you know, it's so true, too. You're trying to tell these people that this is happening, and there's so many of them, oh, that'll never happen in America. How can you look around and see what has happened in the past, really the five and a half years? Because so much of this really started when Trump got in there, where it really, really started hitting the fan. How can you see, at a minimum, what's happened in the last 2 to 3 years? How can you not challenge what is going on? How can you truly believe that there's nothing wrong and that I don't care what side, it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, what they're doing is wrong. Killing, it's just sick. And then it's genocide to the masses. And I'm like, you know, we think about the Holocaust. This is going to be quadruple or whatever the Holocaust. I guess there's some people who still don't believe that really happened either, I guess. I don't know. If you truly don't believe that happened, then you won't believe this. But if you face the reality that, yes, that really did happen, evilness was out there to that extent, then what's happening here is, like I say, quadruple, than that. I don't know.
The way that I explain this is that if you have to understand communism. And communism is the removal of God. So these people do not believe in life thereafter. They don't believe that they will meet their maker. They don't believe that. They believe that the only thing that's important is the here and now, nothing in the past. Who cares about the future? It's me, I, now. How much can I get from you? Because you are not as smart as me. And I deserve to have everything because I am so smart. And this is what they truly believe. And we kind of have to understand who these people are, and I am sad to say that they're part of my generation. This is the first crop of baby boomers, because what happened in our generation at the end of World War II, the 60s were so depressing that the children of the 60s, myself included, wanted to do anything we possibly could that was against the establishment, no matter what it was, whether it made sense or it didn't make sense. It was anti-establishment, so we were going to support it. And we did that. Well, unfortunately, those people have grown up, and they have carried that message throughout. And they are still carrying that message that they are the smart ones, they are the best ones, they know what's going on, nobody else does, and we have to listen to them because they're wonderful and we are not worthy of anything other than serving them. And that's where we are right now. They think so poorly. Well, actually, they don't think poorly of the American people. What they are trying to do is figure out ways to squash the American people, because they can't have one country in the world where the people are the winner and then show that as a road as a model to the rest of the world. That cannot be done. That is something that is absolutely not in their MO. They cannot allow that to happen. America has to be cut down to size. So they have a perfect plan. We have inflation, and Americans are trying to figure out how they're going to get to work, or are they going to buy food, or are they going to buy gas? Well, these people don't care because this does not affect them. So their answer to that is, let us import millions of more people who are on the bottom rung. We can pay them less. And as a result, the wages of Americans will decrease and inflation will go away. That's their answer. Insane.
It is. Yeah, it really is
work.
So sick.
It cannot work.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say it does not work. It cannot work. The only thing that will happen is that we'll destroy communities, and that's what they want. They are now dumping the illegals into the smaller rural communities. How long is it going to take before these communities are laden with drugs and with gangs and with sexual explicitness and all of the other atrocities that follow a group of people that have no morality? And this is who these people are. They are have no morality. They don't care about anything other than themselves, and they're not interested. And you know, the sad part is, Sally, that the underlings working with the establishment are usually the first group to shoot themselves in the head a couple of times and call it suicide. Because they know too much. They know what the plan really is. They know that depopulation is really the goal. They know all of these things, and they will eventually let it leak. And that's what the establishment will not allow to happen. So many of their current members will unfortunately commit suicide.
It's very, very scary times. And this is when you really, it's like, dear Lord, help us. What is it going to take to get God's blessing on all this? Because we can't, people better get back to moral values, decency, to think that it really is true. They don't value the human life at all. They don't care. And I mean, they have this elite group that are sitting on the top of the mountain. They can do whatever they want to do. They'll have all the air conditioning. They'll have all the food. They'll have what they need, but they don't care about the rest. They truly believe they are the gods of the world, or whatever you want to put. They elevate themselves to this supreme level, and will kill anyone else. It's so disgusting. It's so evil. Evil is there's no other word for it. It is truly the evilness of it. And the sad part is how much we allowed the evilness to take over this country. We allowed, and this goes back to the expression, what makes you strong can also make you weak. Being an open, free society that I was so willing to allow open expression, and yes, you can be a communist and be in Congress, which makes no sense because communists could never uphold an oath of office to the Constitution. But we, you know, oh no, you're allowed to be a communist. There is a limit. And talking about these people coming in, I'm still asking the question: at what point do we, the people, have the right to defend ourselves? When do we get the right to defend this homeland? Because there is an invasion going on, and it's because of a treasonous president who's promoting it. And right now, we have so many treasonous people in Congress. It's unbelievable. So at what point, and, you know, we are the government, the sovereign. We are the sovereign, but yet we have no rights. And here they're trying to take away the ammo. They're having a hard time trying to get those gun red flag laws or whatever it is out there. They're trying to do all these things to take away the guns. And thank God there's still enough Americans who truly understand what the Second Amendment really is about, because we are facing that time. Well, can you imagine what would happen right now? Yeah, if we didn't have guns, if the people didn't have the right to bear arms to fight off this. Go ahead.
Yeah, we would be in a world of hurt. Let's just take a look at what happened in Australia. What was the first thing when the communist regime came into Australia? Give us your guns. I'm fearful that they are creating a food shortage so that you will line up to get your morsels of food as long as you turn in your guns. So I see that happening. I see money for guns if people are literally starving. And this is just part of the plan. So everyone, prepare now. This is coming. This is coming at us. If we prepare, we can beat them. If we're not prepared, we will join them. And once we join them, we are their slave forever. So when they say, oh, you don't have enough social credits to go on that trip over there, but you certainly can go to this camp over here and get reeducated, because that's what they will intend to do. Please look at history. This is, it just follows the same pattern over and over again. But you know what the good news is? The good news is, in the end, we win. What was it Mahatma Gandhi said? First they laugh at you, then they fight you, then I can't remember the third line. I will look it up. And then you win. And that's exactly what's going to happen. We are going to win, but we have to fight in order to do that. You can't play the game if you're not in it. And we have to be in it by understanding what they are doing and be smarter than them. And unfortunately, well, let me rephrase that. Fortunately, I really see hope, because I am seeing many, many candidates who are America First candidates, MAGA candidates, winning. people are really understanding and waking up. And hopefully you will see all of the signs, even though mainstream media is doing its darndest to eliminate anything that is in any opposition to what the administration is trying to spin.
Exactly. And that kind of sort of leads us into the fossil fuel thing, though. And this is where, again, even if you went to public education in the last two generations here, even if you were sacrificed, uneducated, dumbed down, whatever, through that, does the average, I'll say from 15 years of age and older, okay, do you truly think electricity just comes out of the wall when you plug it in? Do you really think that there's some magical cable going on and it just poofs there? And that telephone pole line, the electric power line, the cell phone doesn't have anything to do with it? I mean, you really just, the lines go into the clouds and the clouds produce the energy. Because if you're that ignorant, and I mean, take your pick, ignorant, dumb, or stupid. Remember the three levels of knowledge. Ignorant, lacking knowledge. Dumb, having knowledge and not knowing what to do with it. Stupid is having knowledge and ignoring it and putting your hand on the hot burner even though you'll know you get burned. So you got ignorant, dumb, and stupid. take your pick. So are you ignorant to think that the electricity comes from where? Where do you think the electricity comes from? Coal, natural gas, nuclear power? The nuclear, you're going to do away with all those. Those things aren't allowed. Natural gas, you're going to get rid of all the fossil fuels. How are you going to plug anything in? And, you know, right now, even if they said they weren't going to get rid of fossil fuels today, which, believe it or not, Bill Maher is even kind of going after Biden on that one. Even if you say they're not going to get rid of the fossil fuels today, however, you have to go to an electric car. If everybody, I'd have to go look at the true numbers, but what percentage of the people, even the people who have electric cars today, they all start plugging in and recharging their cars at night, you'll be having all the brownouts and the blackouts all across the country. You won't have electricity for your house because it's all going to the cars. Because guess where the electricity comes from? And this is where I'm telling you, people, you know, you should be telling your representatives on both sides. But we already know that the Democrats have become a communist party, Marxist communist party. They're so far gone, which, I mean, they were already pretty much there to begin with. But they are so nutso here that they're the ones trying to take down this country big time with the help with some rhinos on there. But they're the ones trying to do this. But you really should say, AOC, do you really think you're gonna be able to charge that car without any fossil fuel? How do you think, where do you think that lithium battery comes from? And how do you think you're going to recharge that lithium battery? You're going to recharge it with electricity. Where's the electricity? I mean, these people cannot be this stupid, I don't think. I don't know. But what gets me on the Republican side is, why are they not using the science, facing the facts? You follow the facts about the fossil fuel. You can't have an electric car without the fossil fuels, people. Would you wake up and smell the coffee? If, in fact, that's what this is all about, which those of us, as we're talking on this other stuff, we know this has nothing to do with climate change. This has everything to do with controlling people and the depopulation and all this other great reset insanity that's going on. That's what this is about. It has nothing to do with the climate, which on the show page that I put out there today, I've got several excellent links that will go out there and show you. This has nothing to do with the climate. If you believe that, then you're drinking so much Kool-Aid, you're swimming in it. And either that or you're just beyond some kind of a mental disability where you can't learn. And there are people who are mentally challenged who have a limited ability to learn. There's those. I don't think the majority of people fall in that category, but there are some. I'm beginning to think a lot of Republicans fall in that category because they're not speaking up about this. And we know the Democrats, the communist Democrats, are doing the evil deed. They want the country to fall. They're trying to destroy America. Everything Biden has done is to destroy America. What has he done that's been pro-America? I don't know of anything. He's promoted an invasion. He's incited and promoted an invasion on the southern border. That's treasonous by itself. He says he didn't do anything with fossil fuels. Is he nuts? I mean, I'm sure he's somewhat forgetful. But doesn't anybody tell him what he did? Does anybody replay all the actions? He's the one saying we're getting rid of fossil fuels. He's the one saying it. And by taking down the fossil fuels, you take down everything else. You take down the transportation. You take down the even the things, the fertilizers and things like that we should be able to make ourselves, take care of ourselves. That's all impacted. And, of course, the fossil fuels are going to impact how you can even make a lithium battery once we get to that point. But the lithium battery stuff and the electric cars, there's so much other pollution associated to it. It's so disgusting. There is no such thing as green energy that's totally pollution-free. If you're going to build windmills, look at what it costs to build a windmill and look what it costs to operate them, and, of course, you kill lots of birds. Solar panels. Look what it costs to build the solar panels. They don't know how to recycle them. When they're no longer of use and they have to destroy them, they don't know how to destroy them. Those pollute the land, not to mention it destroys the land when you have solar farms that you can't grow food on. There is no such thing as green energy. It's all a myth. But where are the idiotic GOP people out there? I mean, is the GOP nothing but a rhino club? Do any of them have the courage to admit what's going on here? Why is this not public knowledge across the board? And this goes to the good old Fox News and Newsmax and these others who are out there saying it, which I will say it was on, let's see if I can find it, WND, if I can find it. They had it out there today. See if I can find that article quickly here. And I know I got it here someplace. Okay. Is driving an electric car immoral? Here's what they don't tell you. And it is immoral. They're using children in the Congo, and that was one of the articles on one of the links I had out there, using children to mine this stuff. What the mining does and all the crap that they're doing to the planet and the dust, and let's see on this one thing here if I can pull it up here. Let's see if this is the one that's getting all this info. Okay, this is, I'm going to read just a small part, and this is WND. And again, this was posted out there today at 11:50. Is an electric car immoral? Here's what they don't tell you. You can dig up 500,000 pounds of earth crust just for one battery. Okay, let's see. It's certainly a benefit, but the question is at what cost? Okay, and then, okay, is it ethical to purchase lithium batteries battery-powered EVs? The entire mountains are eliminated just by one lithium supply mine. Each mine usually consists of 35 to 40 humongous 797 Caterpillar haul trucks along with hundreds of other large equipment, he writes. Each 797 uses around 500,000 gallons of diesel a year. So with an inventory of just 35 to haul, the haul trucks alone uses 17.5 million gallons of fuel just for one lithium site. Just think of that. How much fuel they are using to destroy the land instead of allowing that fuel to be used on the highway. Then a typical EV battery, Stein notes, weighs 1,000 pounds, contains 25 pounds of lithium, 60 pounds of nickel, 40 pounds of magnesium. It's not magnesium, manganese, something like that. I'm sorry, I'm mispronouncing it. 30 pounds of cobalt, 200 pounds of copper, and 400 pounds of aluminum, steel, and plastic. Inside are over 6,000 individual lithium ion cells. That is just one battery. And they're trying to say that this is good for the environment? It's not. It's worse. should also concern you that these toxic components come from mining. He writes, for instance, manufacturer of each EV auto battery, you must process 25,000 pounds of brine for the lithium, 30,000 pounds of ore for the cobalt, 5,000 pounds of ore for the nickel, 25,000 pounds of ore for copper. All told, you dig up 500,000 pounds of the Earth's crust for just one battery. Now, is there a Republican who can't understand that out there? I mean, again, we know why the Democrats are doing it. The Democrats don't care. The Democrats are trying to destroy us and kill us, and they don't care what it costs. They don't care about the people they're killing in the process, because most of these mines are mined by children frequently. They don't care the people who are dying in the process. They don't care about the pollution it creates. It's such a fraud. And but where are these stupid representatives? I'm sorry, the GOP party is just as stupid as the Democrats. I mean, they're evil in their own way. Because if they're not out there fighting all this and throwing, this should be all over the place. We already know that the media is the virus. The media is the poison. If we had freedom of the press, every American would know this right now. And say, what are you talking about? You're crazy. You're creating more crap than the fossil fuels are for the car. It's all over the place out there. And again, this was an article just put out there today on WND. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but is driving an electric car immoral? Here's what they don't tell you. And then further down, it does go into the fact of the children, who's actually mining the stuff. So they don't care about the people either. So anybody that promotes electric cars promotes a type of genocide in itself. It promotes pollution. It promotes destroying the climate. It totally causes harm to the American people all over the world. But we're obviously suffering from it the most because we have a president who says we're going to do away with fossil fuels completely. And this is what you're going to put out there instead? It's insane. Absolutely insane. And the more bigger part of the insanity are those when you don't hound these elected officials, these so-called representatives, the people who are supposed to be working for you. Why are they promoting the lie? It's so unbelievable. This isn't anything new either. This isn't like, oh, we just realized this about lithium batteries? We just found out this is what it takes to mine it? And I believe, Karen, I'm going to take a breath here and give you a chance to chime in here. But I'm pretty sure we have these resources on this homeland, too. However, we would never allow the child abuse to go on like they have been in the other countries. We wouldn't allow the pollution that's associated to it. So we outsource pollution to China and wherever else and that type of thing. So it is evil. Anybody that promotes it is either totally, totally ignorant, clueless, dumb, stupid, take your pick, ignorant, dumb, stupid, or evil, because they're doing all this to harm our country. At what point do people stop trying to harm this country? But you got to realize you have a bunch of communists who have taken over. China is a communist country, in case people forget. China and Russia, which, by the way, do you really think they're going to be part of the New World Order and follow one world government? No, not unless it's theirs. That's a whole other piece. We won't get into too much of that right now. But when communist China is going to worry about air pollution? Worry about destroying the land? No. So we outsource it. We act like we care. We pretend to care. So we say, well, China, you go destroy the environment, and it won't be our fault. But you send us the goods over here, which, of course, means we're on the hook and a hostage to China for that as well, while we don't even need it. And while we're using the worst, we're taking the worst approach to taking care of the environment. It's wrong in every way, and yet you hear very, very little. I mean, when was truly the last time you heard anybody talk about this on Fox News or Newsmax or, of course, CNN? CNN did have articles out there about the harm they were doing, the abuse to children that this was doing, how this was killing children, how deplorable conditions. To expect children to be in these mines doing this stuff, it's terrible. And these are the same, of course, I guess you could say. I guess you shouldn't be too surprised with Democrats who are very much pro-abortion. So you want to kill babies, you don't care about killing these kids either, I guess. It's sick. It's sick. And God is watching. I have no doubt. I mean, I do believe in God. I know God is watching the evildoers here and those who pretend or profess to, like Biden and Nancy Pelosi, to profess to be these Christians. Well, if Nancy Pelosi is a Christian, I don't want to be one. If Biden is a Christian, I don't want to be one. But I know that they're not. They're superficial. You're not going to be forgiven for everything. I truly, truly believe that. You go out there and preach that you care and believe all these things while you're killing people and doing this stuff to harm people. I don't think that's what God is. I don't think God's going to be real impressed with you. I believe it's more evil. Take somebody who's genuinely a communist who believes in a communist way of that would be given forgiveness before someone who pretends to be a Christian while killing people and destroying people. I think it's so evil. Well, that being said, as I said, I'm going to take a breath and give you a chance, Karen, to chime in. I was hoping Sarge would join us again tonight, but I don't see him out there yet, but maybe he'll still get in. He was loaded with the facts on this electric car stuff last week, and I really was hoping he was going to be able to join us because he had so much knowledge. I only touched on some of the stuff that he was talking about last week. Well, that being said, Karen, chime in. What are you thinking? Aaron, if you're speaking, you're on mute. Laura, I'm on
mute. Okay, is that better?
Which one of us is on mute?
I'm not on mute. Are you on? Now you can hear me. Okay, so you didn't hear my whole 5 minutes of incredible messaging. Anyway, what I was saying was I am a beginning person. And we have to really look at the whole picture. It's not an isolated incident. If we remember way back when, one of the things that we learned when we were kids that we're not supposed to talk about politics and religion. And that was a big deal. Don't talk about politics and religion. Well, of course, they're going to tell us not to talk about politics and religion because what's the most important thing in America is politics and religion. So we already are at the deficit from there because that's what our grandparents learned. Our grandparents also learned that be the silent majority. The government knows best. Your best option is to just be quiet and shake your bobble head. So our grandparents grew up being the silent majority, not talking about religion and politics. If we move that fast forward, what else didn't they talk about? Well, they didn't talk about anything that didn't fit the narrative. So your idea of where electricity comes from is never going to happen because they don't learn that in school. If they learned it in school, they would also learn that right now fossil fuels in America burn the cleanest that they have ever been. The other problem with the fossil fuels in America is that they're not owned by the government. You look at the fossil fuels in all the other countries, they're owned, at least in part, by the government. So until they're owned, they've gone bankrupt and are owned by the government, then they're going to keep them hidden and only they will get them because that is really what they want. Fossil fuels over the years have been burning clean. And as a side note, Germany has just reactivated several of their coal fire plants because they cannot sustain the demand of electricity in Germany. Isn't that a surprise? So all of these things are being put together now. Here's the other side. In order to make these items for clean energy, you need fossil fuel. We all know that. That's a given. But now we have another problem, and that's called how do you store the energy so that it can be given out when you're not plugged in? Well, you need a battery to do that. And you're right, Sally, 100%. Batteries do not produce electricity. They store and share electricity. So they take electricity from one part and give it to another part. Now, knowing that, what is needed to make these batteries are rare earth minerals plus a host of other minerals. Now, every single one of these minerals can be found in abundance in America. but we're not allowed to mine them because the greenies won't let us mine them. Now, let's look back at the EPA for just a minute on a side note. And when the EPA was first formed, and probably until the early 90s, the EPA was actually doing a good job. And I would say that they must have cleaned up about 80 to 85% of the pollution. Well, what have they done now? They have made the regulations to do anything so stringent that the last 15% of what they need to clean up the pollution, which, by the way, would make no difference in our air quality if we never cleaned it up, but it is so cost prohibitive that the companies will go out of business. So what a wonderful thing for the communists to pick up, because communists cannot have any type of competition, and competing oil companies not owned by the government, owned by private individuals, mines owned by private individuals, well, that's no good. So what have these people done? They have invested in Chinese companies that are now going in and doing the mining all over the world. Now, think about Afghanistan for a minute. We pulled out of Afghanistan. We left there our drones, our equipment, and all of the glories of the Americans' ingenuity in building military equipment. We left that there. But in addition to leaving that there, we also left a lithium mine that is absolutely the largest in the world and 100% necessary for these batteries. Guess who is in control of the lithium mine right now? Would you be surprised if I said Red China? Don't be surprised, because they are. Who else is part of this are our legislators who have invested in these companies like BlackRock and Vanguard, who are funding these projects with their corporate friends, the Red Chinese. So the Chinese go to a local dictator in Africa, and they tell the dictator, oh, you have to do this green. We have to save the planet, blah, blah, blah. So the dictator says, oh, I don't have any money. So the Chinese say, well, here, we'll give you a loan. Well, all of a sudden, the Chinese will say a year later or 2 years later, you didn't pay anything on that loan. You have to pay us. Well, the dictator who already spent the money says, I don't have any money. So the dictator says, but you know what? I'll give you the lithium mine. That'll wipe out the debt. Sure enough, there goes the lithium mine to Red China. So that's the way business is being done right now. And that's why this push for solar is so important, because most of these people, if you check them out, you will find that they are invested in corporations that are building all of this solar stuff, whatever it happens to be. And in order for them to do it, they have to put the fossil fuels out of business and make it seem like the fossil fuel companies are the culprit. Although, I have to tell you a good one, Sally. Today I read an article that said that the reason why we have a gas crisis is because of the religious right. I haven't figured that one out.
I heard that somewhere, too, and I'm like, oh, my dear Lord.
That one, to me, even is a stretch. But that's exactly what is going on. And right now, we have the American corporations who are heavily involved in investing in these green technology energy companies. And that is what their intent is. However, not to worry. We won't have to worry about it, because we'll probably all be dead by then, because that's really their goal, as they are going to replace humans, as you said, because we are useless eaters. You see, the fact that we invent things and they got to where they got to be as a result of us stupid humans doesn't enter into the picture. Their picture is only It's mine. I want it now. I have it. I'm going to control it, and hell with you. You can rot in hell or whatever. And if you can't, I'll help you there, and I'll help you commit suicide. So here's some fentanyl. What else would you like? And this is what we have. We have an assault on the American youth. We have an assault on the American male. We have an assault on parents. And look at how they have divided these groups. So we have an assault on all of these variety of groups just really to make sure that America is divided, because it has to be somebody's fault. So let's blame the religious writers who, the next time when you go to your gas station and you're looking at the pump, don't look at the sign that says Biden did this. Say, religious right did this.
That's so insane.
And to answer your other question, do they think we are this stupid? Yes, they do, because they are stupid. That's really the issue. They think we're as ignorant as them. They don't realize that we were the people that said, here's all the information, read it, look it up, and draw your own conclusion. Well, we're the ones that were able to do that while they could not draw a conclusion because the government didn't give them one to draw. So all they have are the talking points while we actually have the facts. And that scares them more than anything. So they have to do anything they possibly can to make us look like idiots. And one of the things that I always, always like to do when they talk about CO2 and how this gas is causing all of this global warming and it's horrible and blah, blah, blah. Well, I hate to tell you, but CO2 is not a cause of warming. It is a result of warming. So the result of something cannot be the cause of something. And they haven't figured that out yet. It's very easy to demonstrate, because if you take a glass of ice-cold soda and put it in, you know, take a can of ice-cold soda and then put it in the glass of ice-cold soda, you'll find that the glass is just filled with fizz. What is that fizz? I asked one of the legislators, what is that fizz called? He said, I don't know. And I said, read what it says. It says carbonated water. What is carbonated water? Duh. Carbonated water is CO2. So all your soda that you're drinking is filled with CO2. No, it's not, Karen. You're crazy. Really? Look up carbonated water on your phone. Oh, my goodness. I'm right. How do you like that? So then we went from there. And as we're talking, I'm watching, you know, the glass is getting warmer and warmer and warmer, and I'm holding it to make sure that it gets warm. And guess what's happening in the glass? The CO2 bubbles are rising to the top and leaving. They're going back into the air. That's what happens when something gets warm. It expels CO2. It doesn't create it. So how is their whole premise of CO2 causing all of this global warming when CO2 is the result of global warming? And by the way, I have a good question for you, Miss Sally. Why do we still have beer and wine and champagne and soda when they produce more CO2 than any human could in its lifetime?
Gosh, I just can't imagine. There's some things that are I think it would be classified as essential.
Yes, Nancy.
We play games. The facts don't matter. The facts don't matter. The narrative, whatever you can do to brainwash people into thinking anything. We do know that alcohol and soft drinks, these are essentials. We have to have these kind of things.
Nancy and Gavin would be very upset if we went and closed their vineyards, because they're making a fortune off of the CO2 that they're putting in the atmosphere. And by the way, the government doesn't have a part of their corporation, does it? How do you like that?
Exactly.
So,
imagine if the government actually was to try to live by anything they're saying, they couldn't survive. And all these elitists in public office, you know, they live in their own little world. It's time to get these citizen representatives back into the real world with the real citizens and do a full, total audit of their investments and their families, because they hide money that way too, and see who's really, what the game really is. Because they're not representing us. They're representing themselves. I see John, I see you out there wanting to talk.
Well,
that New Orleans is going to be joining
one
here.
Thing, Sally, that is up to us, because we have to vet these people. And by saying, oh, my rhino, he's really a good guy, he just made a mistake on that one bill. No, stop doing that. No rhino is a good guy. Never, under any circumstances. And rule of thumb, we should get rid of every single one of them. We should make sure that no rhino is left standing. So that is going to be up to us. Are we smart enough to do this, or are we going to vote the same 80 million people voting for Biden again?
Are we going to be able to keep any kind of integrity in the election? But we won't even get into that one tonight. That's a whole other thing. Also, as I was going to say, New Orleans is out there. And I'm going to read one comment that New Orleans put out there in the chat. And then he's going to join us here, too, in a minute. China's economy is now larger than the U.S. The U.S. is a fading empire. We are now seeing the birth of a multipolar world. The U.S. is no longer the single greatest power anymore, and that is a good thing. Well, I guess, you know, Washington didn't want us to be the greatest world power. He wanted us to take care of ourselves, and he also believed in God. So that was, Washington said we should not be engaged in all these things. So go back to Washington's farewell address and read up on that one, because he was the father of our country. He was the one who was really warning us of what was going to happen if we didn't adhere to some moral values, faith, one nation under God type thing. He was there. And if you would rather have communist China in control, then I don't know what to tell you, because I don't think communist China is a good choice either. Because the fact is, communists don't care about people at all. Now we have a lot of whatever you want to call anti-Christians, the fake Christians, maybe that's what we should call them, fake Christians in the United States now. And a lot of these people will actually go to church while they're running for office for a photo op. And you have to vet them too. Just because they go to church doesn't make them a Christian. You better go follow what they really do, what they live, how they live their lives, the likes of a Nancy Pelosi or of a Joe Biden. If that's what a Christian is today, I guess I don't want to be one, because they don't care about people either. They're the ones causing the harm. So the way they treat people and think of people is no different or better than what the communists do. They're all the same. I mean, they're all the same. So I'm going to get John in here. John, I hope you're there. I hope you didn't step away. I know we've been trying to get you on the show a couple of times lately, and we kept missing you. So, John, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
listening.
And then I do see just so you know, New Orleans is out there in New Orleans. I'm going to give John a couple of minutes here, and then we'll go to you and let you chime in, because we do know where New Orleans is coming from. He is not he's not quite on the same side of the issues that me as a constitutionalist that I am. But with that being said, go ahead, John. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm not buying that China's a bigger economy than ours, in spite of what Joe Biden's done to it. If you watch what China does, they wait for us to do it first. Are you there?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep, I'm there. Can you hear me?
I thought I might have accidentally knocked it off.
No, but you're right. Joe Biden is a pro-China person. He cares more about China than he does America. And, of course, we just go back.
He's never cared about America.
No.
I've listened to that idiot for 50 years, and he's never been American.
No.
So anybody that was expecting that is just wrong, that's all. Okay, second, what he's done is systematically destroyed America, everything he's done. The only relief we're going to get is in November. So things are going to be bad until November, until we get rid of him. He also denies that we're going to have a recession, but you can't do all of this, make all these economic mistakes, and then have to ratchet up interest rates. I'll put it this way. I've never seen that result in anything but a recession.
Yeah.
So a recession is coming. Pardon?
If it's not here. I said, we're going to have a recession. We're in the beginning of the recession now. I want to make one comment. You said something about waiting for come November when we can get rid of him. Of course, nothing truly changes until January. But the fact is we're not getting rid of him. But we have to try to be able to get
a constitutionalist
in there to shut him down.
Yes, he will be what is called the lame duck. He will have no more voting support for anything he wants. And then the impeachment begins for him, and he can go cower in the West Wing and wonder if he's going to make a full term or not. A lot of bad things are going to happen to Joe after November.
Well,
but
I'm going to tell you, I'm not one of those who – do you truly believe the Republicans have the backbone to go and impeach this guy? I mean, he's obviously guilty of treason by what he's doing just on that southern border. He's totally promoting an invasion of this country.
Exactly.
And with all
everything
the other stuff.
He's
so
doing,
many reasons.
If we don't try to impeach him, we're crazy. We're crazy if we don't try to impeach him.
Well, I'm just putting it out there that I don't right now I think it was Kevin McCarthy who said, well, we're not going to play those same kind of games like they played with Trump. Because, we all know they were lying about Trump. We can easily see that he's promoted the invasion on the southern border. We have the laptop and all the crap going on with China and Ukraine and all this other stuff. There's plenty of stuff to impeach Biden for, but Kevin, and some people think he will be the next speaker, which if he is, again, it's hopeless. But I wish I had as much faith in the Republicans as you do, because I don't have that much faith in them, to be perfectly honest.
I have no idea what they're going to do. But we're crazy if we don't do it. And also, if anybody thinks that China knows anything about anything, everything they learned from us.
That's right.
They don't know how to do one thing on their own. And I'll give you a good example. We put up a Mars rover. They apparently have put up a Mars rover. I wouldn't count on their stuff being true. But I've seen some stuff from their rover. They have access to the moon right now, and they can go up there and they can start building their presence on the moon, because that's what we're going to do. We have a timetable. 4 years to get that completed. And then after that, we head to the moon. And guess who's going to be behind us? They are. Because they don't know how to do anything.
Well, why is that? Wasn't it Clinton who gave away all the intellectual property? I mean, they've been ripping off intellectual property left and right.
But
it's all
they haven't
the people
done
we have in Washington, D.C. that let them do this.
They got intellectual property and they can copy stuff. Why aren't they going to the moon now and building their presence there? Why aren't they going to Mars and getting ahead of us and building their presence there? Why aren't they doing anything? They're waiting for us to do it so they can steal the information.
Well, personally, I don't think they truly care too much about the moon. Right now, they're much more interested in taking over the United States of America, and they're going to do it through killing off people with fentanyl. They don't want to destroy. They don't want to bomb. They don't want to do anything
that's
going to destroy the land.
Speculation. Nobody knows what they think. I've heard a lot of theory
about
what
China thinks. Well, we do know that they're supplying us with fentanyl. We do know that.
And nobody knows what they think.
Actually, I don't think that's true. But without a doubt, why do you think they send all the fentanyl over here to the United States? Something like 95% of all the fentanyl comes from China?
They've been doing that for years, and who are the dumb idiots that are consuming fentanyl? We are.
Who isn't going to do anything to stop it at the border? And now they have already taken over so much of this homeland. How much control do they have of this homeland? How many ways can they put the fentanyl into the food supply? Who knows if they had anything to do with all the cattle dying? Who knows? I'm not going to get into that.
Well,
but tonight, just remember,
I've never consumed any. Have you consumed fentanyl? I have never consumed it. It's because I'm not a stupid little millennial idiot that consumes drugs that are bad for me.
But they can also put it in the water supply.
Well,
they
can do
also
a lot of things.
A very small amount of fentanyl can kill many, many people.
But if
it's
we're
called
on
biological
schedule.
Warfare. It's a bioweapon, a biological warfare, where they can just plant the people they want around here, which is what they're doing.
I haven't noticed any effects from fentanyl.
So you think the people coming over, let me ask you a question. You think the people coming over the border are all like us and want to help us, or do you think we have some enemies and terrorists coming over the border?
No, I don't think one of those people should be coming over here.
No,
do you think
the
dangerous.
Terrorists are coming over the border? Or do you think it's all just hardworking Mexicans, whatever, who are coming over for a better life? Or
no,
do you think there's terrorists coming
I would
over?
Consider them
okay.
all terrorists until they prove otherwise.
So, but you don't think they would use fentanyl to poison us?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
Almost
okay, anyway.
Certainly do, especially the youth. But I have to say this about our youth. They seem to be especially stupid. They seem to be running for fentanyl like it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Tonight's show isn't
if they
want to
kill themselves, we can't stop it.
Okay,
if they want to kill themselves,
we can't. When we talk about drug abuse, we have a whole other history of it, where the drug abuse and what happens, starting with kids in high school. Go back to education, where we see what's happening, and these kids that are suicidal, basically. It's a whole other story to talk about drug abuse and overdosing, people killing it. Now, I guess we should say, please send as much poison to us so we can see how many people will take it. But I got to get the New Orleans in here, so hold that thought. But tonight we're talking about the fossil fuels. And by the way, John, I think you'll agree with me. You can't recharge a electric battery without the fossil fuels with electricity, and that's really. And I hope
fossil fuels.
I'll
just make a flat statement.
Can
you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Yes, I hear you.
Fossil fuels will never provide more than 20% of our power.
I think
it's
you said
impossible.
That backwards. It's the elect. The
I'm sorry. I said it back. You're right. I did. I said green energy will never make up more than 20% of our total energy package. And if you don't believe that, just watch what happens to California this year. Because
absolutely.
They're going to run out of power. They're running right now. They're running on not right now. They're not running on green energy at all. They are running on. They are running on natural gas powered power plants, which they converted from their coal power plants. You want to see the biggest fraud in the world concerning green energy? It's California. They're a big flop. They can't power anything with green energy.
Hey, well, I'm going to put one other comment out there, then I do have to get New Orleans on here. The the California is going, well, okay, he just dropped off. Okay, well, New Orleans, if you're going to call back in, call back in. I'm not sure what happened. I was just getting ready to click on the button for him, and then he dropped. But California is, the Californians are heading to Mexico because it's cheaper to live there. So how's that for?
That's part of what I was going to talk about. They have water in Mexico. And California is going to completely run out of fresh water this year. They no longer have groundwater availability. They're going to go dry completely. And they have the only, there is only one good part of California. There really is two states in California. There's the southern half. We'll call that San Diego. It is a viable place to live. It is, it has fresh water because it saw the future. It invested in desalinated water. It has desalinated power plants.
Okay.
The fool.
And
the absolute
we're
going to
actually, hold on, John. Hold on, John, because I remember you and I, we talked about this. We're going to have a full-blown show and discussion on that water out there. So we got to get that going. And it's definitely part of it. The whole point, California is its own mess. It's created its own mess. And it is quite ironic that the people of California who push all this other nonsense on the rest of the country, they're all moving to Texas or to Florida or to Mexico. I mean, they're all leaving California. California is such a wonderful place that they're all going to leave.
You can't pick up the internet without some celebrity or other moving to Texas from California. So that is absolutely true.
Okay. Now, New Orleans, he's back out there now. So sorry about that, New Orleans. I don't know what happened there, but I see you out there now. And as I was saying earlier, I know that New Orleans has a slightly different opinion than what most of us do. But this is a free speech zone, so go ahead, New Orleans. Tell me why we're wrong on what we're saying. Tell me why what Biden is doing has been so wonderful for the country.
You will always be blessed by my words of encouragement, Sally, you and your listeners and your guests. I've been absent for a while. I've been traveling. I've been to Africa. I went to Europe, and I went to Latin America. I've been back for a couple of weeks, so I'm just settling back in. I posted a comment in the chat room. Well, first of all, I ask you and your listeners, when you get a chance, I'd like you all to get an article. You can Google the article. The title is, Who is Leading the United States to War? And when you all get a chance, you should print this article out and read it thoroughly, and you'll be educated. The enemy of the United States is not communist China or these other places. It is your multinational corporations right here in America. I made a comment, and I use the term multipolar world. What you're witnessing now with the proxy war in Ukraine is you're witnessing the emergence of various spheres of power in the world. The United States is no longer the single most power as it was after the collapse of the Soviet Union. We need to understand the type of capitalism we're under in the United States. It's called finance capitalism, the fire sector, finance, insurance, real estate. We no longer have an industrial manufacturing capitalism. That all has been shipped out. The American capitalists did that. They shipped all the manufacturing jobs out. Why? Because they didn't want to pay labor. They didn't want to pay workers. Okay? So you sent the jobs. It wasn't China at first. Places like India, the Philippines, Mexico, and those places. Okay? And eventually China, when they began an economic reorientation back in the late 70s, began to get involved with manufacturing. Now, the problem with finance capitalism is it doesn't do it. It doesn't create jobs. It doesn't invest in American people. It just plays with money. It privatizes everything. In other words, it tries to put everything on a stock market. It tries to make everything private for its class, for its sector of people. And so the American workers get left behind, or in many cases, if you look in the heart of America, there are no more factories. Okay, they're devastated. All right. Now, what these countries have done overseas, like China, is the things they've manufactured, they've been able to, when they sell those things, they've been able to have a large cash reserve, right? Large cash reserves. So with those cash reserves, they're able to go around the world and use what you call soft power. Soft power is when you go to developing countries and you say, look, what do you need, Sally? Okay, we'll give you $100 million, so on and so forth. The United States, ladies and gentlemen, no longer has soft power. It only has its military, 800 military bases around the world. And the U.S. basically has been trying to intimidate and threaten countries. These other countries are tired of it. Now let's look at this multipolar world. Iran, China, Russia, you have in Latin America, all in Latin America are pulling from the United States. None of these places have anything in common. They don't have the same kind of government. They don't have the same kind of religion. What they all have in common is they are tired of the way the U.S. has been exploiting their countries and bullying them. So now what is happening with Russia, because the United States have been planning for 8 years for this proxy war with Russia through Ukraine, Russia has now grown closer to China. And now they have created an alternative economic system by which to trade. If you've been keeping up, Sally, I'm sure you have, the sanctions that the EU and the United States have placed on Russia has not done to Russia what they expected to do. It's actually hurting the Western countries, Western Europe, or Europe and the United States, well, and other poor countries. Okay? They have created an alternative. So you have China is going to buy oil from Saudi Arabia and the yuan. So my point is this. When I listen to you all talk, you talk about the Democrats. Now, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. But what administration is waging war? It's the Democrats waging war against Russia through Ukraine and intimidating China with Taiwan. So your argument about Biden loving China has no merit, because we see right now under Biden's administration, we very much may be brought to the brink of nuclear war. And that's another thing, too. That's another thing. Nobody is sending a warning about, hey, slow this down. Russia is a nuclear power. China is a nuclear power. No one wins in nuclear confrontation. When I was a kid, I remember preparing for nuclear situations. I remember talk about that. But nobody's talking to the population about the threat of nuclear war, okay? And so this is all happening under Biden, okay? So it's not even Trump. Trump didn't even lead the country to this part. So what I'm saying is you all have to understand that the multinational corporations, the big tech, control both parties. Mitch McConnell is as much bought and paid for as, let's say, Nancy Pelosi. So when you all only focus on the Democrats, the liberals, it means you all are being manipulated. That's the whole plan.
Okay.
So we
hold
don't
on now.
See.
I have to interrupt here, and I'll give you more time. Don't worry. I have to interrupt here because I'm out there saying over and over again, I don't trust these Republicans. They claim to be different than the Democrats, but McConnell is the worst. He's so despicable. And, I mean, he is married to a communist Chinese woman, so come on, whose family is in the transport business. Come on. So I am not out there supporting the Republicans. They claim they're going to do something different. I'm saying I don't trust them, and we're going to see. Come January, February of next year, if those Republicans who take over the House, which I do believe they will, and possibly the Senate, if they don't take the appropriate action to correct the wrongs, like an invasion on that southern border, then they will. There will be no United States of America. It will have been taken down by both the political parties. So don't ever accuse me of being some big supporter, having all sorts of faith and trust in the Republicans, because I don't. You got a few out there that aren't as bad as the Democrats.
My point is,
you talked about, hold on, I got a comment.
Okay.
Going back on one other thing you said.
Okay.
You made a comment about the corporations all exporting and offshoring their stuff. Without a doubt, big part of that is money, but it's also regulations. China can pollute the world as much as it wants to. It can mine all these places. It can do all this with the lithium, and they are doing this mining and polluting of the world, including India, because nobody else cares about the environment. The environment is only being used as a weapon against the American people here on this homeland. If they would be reasonable, yet the United States is the only one that cares about the environment. They should want us to be the ones producing it, because we're the ones who believe in the truly cleaner climate, and we have done more to do that. But it's not because of the the money. There's definitely the labor. You're not going to get any argument there. Corporations want to outsource to make things cheaper, but a big part of it is because of all the regulations and the higher taxes that were here. And when Trump was there, the corporations were coming back. Why were they coming back? Because of deregulation and also the lower cost, lower taxes.
Sally.
But China, you can't tell me that China cares about the environment, because they don't.
Sally,
okay,
let me say this, Sally. The American corporations left willingly because they did not have to invest in American labor, salaries, and benefits, when they could have paid cheaper amount for people in other countries to produce those same things and to avoid taxes, all right? Now, when you look at the gutting of America's manufacturing infrastructure and the devastation it has had on people, interestingly, people who articulate the same things you articulate, it is the capitalist class that hurt them. Now, let's talk about drugs. There are companies being sued, American capitalist pharmaceutical companies being sued for the promotion of opioids. Four U.S. companies have to pay $26 billion to settle claims that they fueled the opioid crisis. And we know what opioid is doing to the people in this nation, overdosing every day. This idea that the enemy is the other, that is a created boogeyman that the ruling class gives to the masses so that the masses cannot turn against them. You see what I'm saying? Now, we could talk about China all we want. China economy has eclipsed the United States economy as we speak. China has billionaires, but China keeps the billionaires in check. They arrest the billionaires when the billionaires are corrupt. Okay? Now, the World Bank statistics, not my statistics, the World Bank statistics says that according to social indices, China has lifted 800 billion people out of poverty since the 1970s. That is a great contribution to world humanity, to say that people have been lifted out of poverty. And one thing you got to understand about these countries that were colonized, like China, they're not going back to where they were. You're not going to make them be submissive and subservient anymore. They have their own sense of self, their own sense of history, and their own assertiveness. America was robbed by its class. Its ruling class, capitalists, robbed America, and America is becoming the shithole country that Trump talked about other countries.
Okay, well, hold that thought. I've got another caller coming on, and then I know I think Karen was going to share something about it was NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, gave lots of money to others for them to take the jobs away. It's insane what's been going on. And China is not what you call cares about civil rights. There's so much going on in China. That's even sad to even think that, but I won't go there yet. Karen, go ahead and add your 2 cents, and then I do have another caller. I think it's Nathan out there, but we will get to you in just a minute.
Okay, and that is correct. The reason why we had the shift in our government was due to NAFTA, and our, quote, leaders made a fortune. It is not the Democrat Party. It is not the Republican Party. It is the globalist versus the nationalist or the populist. And that's what we're fighting right now. And they are in both parties. And this, as excuse me, as John said, are the ones that are the corporate entities, the big corporations. But you said to also, Sally, and that is correct, that they're guided by regulations. Look what's going on today in Winchester. And what is Biden doing? He is nudging Winchester to stop buying and to stop producing and selling bullets that are used for Americans' handguns. So we, the people, will not, we won't have our guns taken away, but we won't be able to buy ammunition. So this is what they do. They had a concerted effort to eliminate the middle class, and that's what China did. If you're a good party member, we'll move you to the upper echelon. The rest of you will be our slaves. And since they have, what, 2.3 billion people, if they make a billion billionaires, then they still have 1.3 billion people who will be their slaves. And this is the way they run. They have pushed all of their, they threw all of the farmers off of their land and took it over and pushed everyone into the big cities, which is exactly what they are trying to do in America. They want to make it so impossible for people to live in rural communities that it will be almost impossible for them to be self-sufficient. And that's what they hate about Americans the most, is the fact that Americans can be self-sufficient, and America itself as a landmass is self-sufficient. The fact that we can't use a lot of the things that we have doesn't mean that we don't have them. So we have all of the things that are necessary that we would not need one other country in the world to exist. However, because of the regulations and the Looney Tune globalists, it is out of reach for the American people. We were talking to a farmer in our community, and I was talking to one of the county commissioners. And I said, not for nothing, but Biden put $1 billion aside for states for any farmer that wants to build a processing plant. Why don't we put a processing plant here? Why don't we put one in America? And his answer to me was, I had the processing plant set up with three farmers, and then they found out that it was $350,000 for them to put in well and septic. $350,000 to put in a well and a septic tank. That is insane. And when I said that is insane, his answer to me was, well, it's all the regulations from the EPA. So the government will wave the carrot. The people will think they can go and get it. And then they will make the regulation so stringent that it will be out of reach, and the only ones that will be able to exist are the multinational corporations. And that is your new world order. That is the one world government. That is exactly what they want. And for us to think that the Republicans are the end-all, be-all is lunacy. We've seen that before. What we can do is make sure that we vote in the primaries, because that is one of the most important things that we can do, is to vote in the primaries. People don't realize that, but many of the candidates are selected in the primaries. So vote in the primaries, get others to vote in their primaries, and make sure that you know the candidates that you're voting for and look at their track record. Because we all know they lie. We have seen them lie. We've heard them lie. So let us not fall into that trap, and let us get candidates who at least will agree that America is on the wrong track
and that there is something that we can do about it. And I truly believe that there is something, and that something is America needs to be energy independent, period. If that is accomplished, then the rest of the things will begin to fall into place.
Absolutely. Now, the other, just to follow up on that, even, you know, assuming, again, that the Republicans take over in January and they do the right thing, two very big assumptions, it's going to take a couple of years to recover what they have done to the fuel, the fossil fuels, the energy system, and in addition to the food supply. You can't go and just get caught up. Look at all those cattle that died, which is a whole other story I'm not going to get into. I'm not one of those that's willing to believe they all died at one time because of the heat. I'm just too suspicious of, especially when you have the food plants all being blown up and burned down and everything else too. It's all very, very suspicious when you know you have a administration that's doing everything it can to destroy this country. And that's what Biden is. Biden is a treasonous traitor. I don't care what anyone says because I'm looking at what he's actually done. With that said, now I'm going to go in. We can run over just a little bit tonight, but not too long. And 4427, I think that is Nathan. Nathan, is that you?
Yes, it is. Yes, this is me. Now, listen, here's something.
And it's been a long time. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. Here's something we got to keep in mind. One, we don't have a two-party system. We got one party that keeps the people down here divided. And there's a lot of things people don't pay attention to, like the Democrats proudly take credit for abortion. But in 1970, George Daddy Bush wrote the law that funds Planned Parenthood. Only 32 Congress members voted against it. And in the Senate, it was 100-0. For Planned Parenthood, and then 7 of the 9 judges were Republican appointed. So when you say you're pro-life and you got to vote Republican, you're only being deceived. I can go through the record all the way up to present day and show you how they do that. But here's the other part on the Republicans. Here's the difference between Obama and Ted Cruz. Obama will tell you what he believes. Cruz will tell you what you believe, okay? Because remember his we needed a majority in the Senate in 2012 so we can stop Obamacare after his 21-hour, 19-minute fake filibuster. It was 100-0 to fund it, okay? So But you ask Ted Cruz today, and listen, you can go find it. All you got to do is go to YouTube and type in Ted Cruz spars with Cuomo. Okay, 2 months after that, he's on CNN having another pretend fussy like he's against Obamacare. Okay, so I don't get into trashing Democrats because they are actually the lesser of the two evils because they tell their voters what they believe in. The Republicans and the Democrats are one party, and it started back whenever Lincoln got elected. The small Republican Party wasn't even in all the states. They won. And guess what? The Whig Party, a party from England, was over. They disbanded, and they possessed the Republican Party like a band of demons and put us right back on the same track. And that is why, and New Orleans talking about, and Karen talking about these business people. These business people didn't follow over to the cheap labor in other countries until the Republican Party that gave us NAFTA in 94 that was lobbied by China through the Heritage Foundation. Y'all can go check that out. I got it if you need me to send it to you. But here's what I'm going to do, and I'm looking right now at Orange County Supervisor elections. And it just dropped 1 point for the Democrats, but here's what it looks like in my county, and this is consistent across the country. The Democrats in my county is 42%. The Republicans are 25%, and the no-party affiliates is at 31%. Listen, we always hear after an election, the people have spoken. No. The no-party affiliates, the independents across this country are speaking. At this point, the only one that can rally people across both parties is Trump. But I promise you, In the next election, they're going to have to use some election fraud to make this thing look good. But it's possible that the Republicans are going to end up getting sucker punched, and they'll probably blame it on election fraud. But listen, you get in some of the conservative counties like up in North Florida and Okeechobee, you'll see the Democrats are down there with the Republicans at about 50%, you know, in those more conservative, slower counties. But look at the no party affiliates or independents in some states they're called. Look at those numbers and ask me, is that a lot of noses you got to talk people into holding? And so what we need to do is we need to get off of this two-party thing. And as far as we get our candidates in the election system, first, there is no primaries, open primaries or closed primaries. Open primaries is the law of the land. And the reason is because there's no two-party political system in the U.S. Constitution. So we need, and there's no electoral college. The president and the vice president are two separate elections. We gotta quit studying history and start studying the Constitution. But I think I could agree with most of everybody listening to me. America is pretty much over, apart from a whole lot of suffering and the grace of God to bring us back. That's all I got on my mind.
Okay, well, thank you on that one, Nathan. And we're going to be having a discussion on the Electoral College and the voting and the closed primaries, open primaries, because there's a lot of thoughts on that one, too. And I do know that many Democrats out there are getting extremely frustrated. They're finally realizing the Democrat Party isn't supporting them and that the Democrat Party's been lying to them, too, about what they've been doing. So this year, it's too bad. We do have to redo the electoral process when it comes to the open primaries and stuff like that, because I know Karen's got some thoughts on this one, too, and she maybe has the updates on across the state of Florida, because we know the Republicans have definitely been picking up in the state of Florida because of DeSantis. But the thing is, people forget that the DNC and the RNC, any political party, we'll talk about these two, they are private entities. They have their own board. They have their own whatever budgets and whatever else. They are not public entities. They are private entities. They go out there and decide who they're going to support on the Republican side or whatever else. They use their money the way they want to use it, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't believe in giving money to any political party. I don't do it. If I want to donate to a specific candidate, I will give to that candidate. I will not give it to the party because, again, they are private entities. And, you know, what I believe as a private entity who's going to go have a convention someplace, okay, go have your convention. You decide who you want to be on that primary ballot. But that's it. They should not be, it should be an open when it comes to the actual primary. And we get into a lot of different discussions and how one party can take over the other, but you have to clean up the whole process from start to finish, and also that includes the financing and what the political action committees can do. Political action committee things, PACs out there, they are just, it's money laundering for the political parties. It's all, we have very corrupt elections. That's all there is to it, and it's not going to change until the people demand it. And I don't know if, again, do we have enough time to save this country? I don't know. I really don't know. I do know we can't leave it the way it is. I'm not going to just sit on the sidelines and say, well, it's over. You know, go ahead and take my house, take everything. What's that one guy saying? You'll own nothing and like it and love it, or you'll own nothing and love it. This is the sick mentality of what's going on for those wanting to destroy this country. And we have to face the fact it's nothing new. As Karen was saying and I talked a little bit too, this is all history. There is nothing new happening here, and this is not something new that just started. It was Daddy Bush, New World Order. We are facing a New World Order, while he claims to be against abortion, but he goes and funds it, and all this other insanity. New World Order, it's been going on for years. It started back in the more like the 20s, maybe back the days of Wilson in there, where so much of they allowed, of course, I think it's interesting that Glenn Beck compares Biden to Roosevelt and what he was doing with the New Deal and how that was a total remake. We had major, major changes to this country. The Patriot Act under George W. Bush, major, major changes. We need to get back to the Constitution. We need to restore what this country is really about, and then we can be successful. We should lead by example, not be trying to go and take over the whole world. I don't have any desire to do that, but we have to defend ourselves. We should not allow our country to be invaded as it is today. Now, that being said, Karen, and then I will go back to John. We've got about 15 minutes left here. We can run a few minutes over, but not too far. Karen, do you have the stats on Florida?
Florida is 200,000 up on the Republican side. And redistricting was done in DeSantis' favor. And the districts up in northwest Florida past Leon County, which is where the capital is, that's Tallahassee, and that's notoriously liberal, but the rest of the area is now heavy-duty Republican. And I believe that the importance right now is to get – we can't change anything right now. We have to get the right people in office. So we have to work with the system that is already in place. So we need to make sure that we have the right candidates, and the way to do that is at the primary. And I believe that we should be going after the people, whether they are Republicans, Democrats, or liberals, or who the heck knows and who cares, to vote in the primaries. Because if you are in a Republican stronghold, and like I live in right now, it's 4-1 Republican, okay? A Democrat spending their time, effort, energy, and money in this area is not the smartest thing to do, but it's good for a start off. It's good to say I ran. It's good to get your feet wet. So that's a lot of what these races are. I wish we would go back and repeal the 17th Amendment and put the Senate back in the hands of the states. The people we don't vote for senators, and there's a reason for that. Because we vote individually for the House, but then we vote for our home area through the Senate. And we send the senators to the state senate, and each one of those state senates should pick 2 senators and send them to D.C. for less than a month. Why do they need to be in D.C. at all when we have all of this electronic garbage? Can't they Zoom?
Well, exactly. Exactly.
No. There is no reason for we the people to be spending this fortune of money on subsidizing them, because that's all we're doing. So anyway, but that's the wish list. In the meantime, I think we should be talking to our friends and neighbors and everyone we know that normally if you vote in the primary, most people don't even know what a primary is and why it's important. It's important because in the primary, you really get to meet the candidates. They will come to your community. You can talk to them. And that's the most important thing you want to be able to do, is to set up a line of communication where you can not rant, but you can educate your candidate, because chances are they don't know what you know. How could you expect them to? You don't know what they know. How would we expect you to? So there has to be that kind of a relationship always. I told my friend and Senator Greg Evers, I said, you know, you're on speed dial. And he said, I would have it no other way. I value your opinion. That didn't happen overnight. That happened because we talked, we communicated. And then when a situation came up that he knew I knew about, he called me. That's what having a representative is, because not only does he call me, he will call other people and see what their opinion is as well. That's the way a representative democracy is supposed to work, and we have to get back to that. We also, as everyone has said, you can't fix any of this stuff. It is impossible to fix. It really needs to be transformed. So let's use the same words. I love to do that. Only you change the outcome. Yes, we want to transform America back to the way it was in 2019. We like that. Nobody told anybody to go there and change it. We need to define words like mandate. A mandate is not a law. Why are we following mandates? A mandate is a suggestion. It's not supposed to have any teeth. When all of a sudden did this become a law? And an executive order is really supposed to be the instructions of how to carry out the law that Congress passed. It's not supposed to create new law. It's supposed to define and says, okay, Congress passed this law, and now the executive branch has to execute that law. That's the whole idea. So they write a plan, or they write a goal or whatever, an instruction book that says, in order to follow with compliance of law, blah, 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 this is what will be done. We don't need 27 different agencies to say the same thing. And this is what President Trump was finding, the redundancy of agencies. This country, and with all of its technology and wonders and everything else, should be running on a fraction of the cost of what we're paying right now, because all these technical gurus live here. So we need to make sure that we know the people that we're going to put in office in November, so that when we say, okay, impeach Biden, they don't go, duh, which is what Paul Ryan did to Trump on Obamacare. The
yep.
Republicans had no plan. And Ryan got caught, as they say, with his pants down because there was no plan. And then, of course, McCain was furious because he didn't get a position that he wanted. And Romney was angry because he wanted to be secretary of something, and he didn't get that. So what did they do? They took out a vendetta on Trump to screw the American people is what they did.
Exactly. Very few are actually focused on the American people, which is what their whole job is. They're supposed to be there for us, not for themselves.
Sorry.
And that's why we have to remember, D.C. is not a swamp. It's a cesspool. It's sewage. And we got to clean the sewage out. We definitely have
to. Right. Mine is called a Roto-Rooter.
Exactly.
Get
the Ridex out.
Right, get the Ridex out, get the Mr. Plumber out, all those things. Time to clean the sewers and get rid of these people. And we can't say, oh, well, my representative is good because he gave my community a grant for $10,000. Whoop-dee-doo! In the meantime, while he was putting the $10,000 in your pocket, he was taking 20 out of the other pocket.
Needs to be, I mean, getting back to the core Constitution, getting rid of these quasi-governmental agencies, unelected, and that's the buzzword I think Trump's been using lately, but it's true, and we've talked about it over the years. The EPA is unelected. They have no business dictating, but
they
think they make government law, and they're not allowed to, but they're doing it. It's insane.
Well, that's because we're letting them, and Congress gave them power when they gave EPA that power. So these laws have to be looked at because nobody read them before they signed them.
Yeah,
and
that's true. Congress keeps giving away its powers.
Right, and I don't see where Congress is going to change anytime soon, so we've got to. We can't allow this to happen. We should have a big push with the new people that passing a bill without reading it is against your job description, and you could be recalled because of that.
Exactly. Dereliction of duty.
Something.
The violation of their fiduciary duties. One thing real quick here. Yeah, just to let everybody know, we got about 6 minutes left on the air on the Internet. If you're listening on the Internet, if you want to continue, we're going to go over a few minutes here, probably about 10 or 15 minutes. I'm going to go over because I want to go get one more round around the table here, let everybody comment. So if you want to continue to listen, call in. You can continue to listen on the phone, but the Internet line will drop in about 6 minutes, just to let you know. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Karen.
Oh, that's okay. What I was saying was we, the people, have a tremendous amount of power And right now we are in the best position we were ever in because this is an election year. And shame on us if we don't pay attention and don't get the right people in office. And the first question I would ask anyone is, will you impeach Joe Biden as soon as you are in office? And if there is hesitation or anything other than yes, absolutely, I would say next, because that person is not worth talking to. They don't get it.
Amen.
You cannot negotiate with these people. There is no more. There was, 20 years of negotiation, and it doesn't work. Look at the position we are in now, because we believed them. So we should throw that back on them all the time. This happened because we believed you and you lied. Now,
that's right. We trusted you. The people have to have recourse against frauds. You know, I understand in the general scheme of things, somebody can be elected and they can be pro whatever it is that they believe in, whatever policy it is. Then they get there, something else happens, or they learn something, and I can understand how they could change their position on an issue because of new facts, new situations. A war, whatever else. Okay, I can totally understand they could change it. However, they better be able to justify it. If you are against supporting Planned Parenthood, yes, you go in there and you keep voting for it. You can't excuse that. You're a fraud. We've got to be able to do something to hold these people accountable to what they say to us. We're hiring them for a job, and because we go through such a process to hire them, unfortunately, we can't just go out there. It takes a little bit to fire them if you have to go through a recall. And for somebody who's in office for 2 years, it'll take you more time to do the recall than to get them ousted the second time around.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point is we shouldn't be victims of the fraud that they perpetrate on the people, and that's what's happening today.
Right. And we shouldn't accept what they say. Why are we accepting what they say? Why are we not going to these town hall meetings or fancy meetings or sending in letters that say, excuse me, how many millions are you letting in the border and you're dumping them in my town, you piece of garbage? Do you think we're going to vote for you again? Where are those letters? And I think a large part of the problem is that it's not being reported on enough because mainstream media is part of the problem. And Catholic Charities and the Jewish Federation should be ashamed of themselves. And I hope they rot in hell. Even though I'm
God
Jewish.
God is watching them.
They'll have a hell. They'll have a hell.
Yep. Yep. Anyway. I personally have no doubt God is watching them. And that's why I say the true evildoers. You can say you're a Christian, but saying it doesn't mean you are one. It's your actions that speak louder than your words. And those who behave in such a way, they won't be forgiven. They are the most evil, and they won't be forgiven.
Gates closed? Huh?
So, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. John, are you still there?
Yeah.
The dog, he's in the back room. Okay. Go ahead and chime in. And Nathan, I see you did chime in again here, so we'll get to you too. But John, go ahead and give a couple of final thoughts here. Then we'll go to New Orleans, and we'll go to Nathan, and then I'll wrap it up.
Well, there's a variety of things to talk about. We could talk about the green energy crap, which will never be what they say they can make it into. And you have the double whammy out on the West Coast, which is no... California, the top two-thirds of it is going to be in trouble this year because they have no fresh water, and only the bottom part of the state has any, and it's because those people saw the future and they invested in desalination plants, which is the only reason their population is safe. However, you're going to see probably water lines in California this year because they're just going to run out of it. That's all. their old supplies from surface water, like the rivers, Colorado River, et cetera, has gone into a periodic drought, which has always been the case. The hydrologists told the government that, and the government knew it, that this is just this whole global warming thing, this is just a periodic drought that has happened before out there in the Southwest. So if you live in the Southwest and you don't have desalinated water, you're just not going to have any. And that's another, I don't know what's going to save them, to be honest. People of L.A., people of San Francisco, that portion of California won't have fresh water. The water they're going to the fresh water they will have is what they desalinate themselves. Otherwise, they're just not going to have any, and that's already happening out there. And don't be surprised at the deterioration of that state, because look at their governor. He's a blithering fool. I believe fool is the best description of that guy. So there's plenty of bad things to come.
Yeah,
in
well,
that
we're definitely
going to
do a show on the crisis that is California. Who's going to bail out California, and how they're going to expect us to bail them out and want us to take care of their water supplies and all the other stuff that they've created. I mean, it's they've done this to themselves by their own crazy regulations, all under the guise of climate, or just 99% of its climate. It's all been a big fraud out there, too. And we're definitely going to do a show just on that, as we talked about. So there's that. And what's this they should be able to get the water from the Delta smelt as well. So there's other – California has created their own problem. They've been bailed out so many times from the country that they're expecting the rest of us to bail them out again, and that's what we can't do. We cannot go and bail them out with all the craziness and all the rules and everything else that they have today. I mean, even you buy the most basic things, and you'll see the different labels that say warning, California law, something. Warning, something about this. It doesn't meet California standard. Or California recycle bottles for 5 cents, whatever it is. California is riddled with extreme regulation, a lot of it under climate control. And, you know, why is Nancy Pelosi mm-hmm. moving to Florida? She's going to leave San Francisco. So yeah.
The Delta smelt, remember? The lawsuit that they had in Obama years, the Delta smelt was a non-indigenous fish
yeah.
of about 2 inches, and they took all the water from the San Joaquin Valley, destroyed all of the agriculture in that valley, and of course we now later learn that they have put up solar farms, so I wonder what the people from California will eat. So I thought maybe if they need water, they could go back and ask the Delta smelt. After all, they took the water away. Maybe Joe could beg them for water.
But it's all been self-inflicted. Again, and then, of course, all the issues with their fires and trying to put the fires out. Look at the water, the forest fires, because they didn't manage their forest correctly. California is its own worst enemy. And yet they had so much glamour, so much whatever. They were acting like they were so wonderful. Now everybody's leaving there because they can't manage their own society, which including the COVID and everything else to do with it. Sorry, but I
because they had was glamour. And glamour fades. You have to have a plan, and they didn't have one that worked. They never tried their plan on anyone, but they inflicted it upon the people. And now they are living by the fruits of their plan, which we now know does not work. So
it doesn't help
people out of business.
It doesn't help that 40 million people live there either.
Right.
Well, can you imagine 40 million people trying to suck off that small amount of water that's left out there?
Newsom keeps on inviting them, yet they keep on reelecting Newsom. So complain to Newsom. The rest of it doesn't make sense. Why would
well,
you vote for
we all know Newsom is a fool. He's a big fool, and that's all he is. He believes
he's another idiot.
He believes in green energy. The green energy is extremely limited. It'll never make up more than 20% of your
stable.
Time out here real quick. Just to go back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show. There is no such thing as green energy, okay? There is no such thing as green energy. Even the fossil fuels is the cleanest. If we go to the facts, the fossil fuels are the cleanest. The solar and the air, wind and all this other, and, of course, the lithium battery stuff, those are the worst for the environment, if the truth matters. But we got to somehow force the truth, especially in this Republican Party that claims to care. Claims to deal with the truth. We've got to force the truth. Let's go back to the truth about what the climate crapola is. Climate, everything to do with what they said with climate, 99% of it has been to control people, not to clean the climate. I definitely think we do need to respect the climate. People who throw trash out their car windows and whatever else and don't whatever. There's all sorts of things we should do to respect and take care of the climate, the environment, not strictly the atmosphere, but the whole thing. So that part, and we as Americans, the United States, does more to protect the environment and the climate than anyone else does. But there is no such
Sally,
thing
as pure in?
Green fuel. I'm sorry, who's that?
Can I chime in, Sally?
Sure, go ahead.
My closing remarks, if there's one indicator that there's no difference between the two parties, look at the bipartisan support for the proxy war in Ukraine, the increased amount of money being given to Ukraine. You don't have any Democrat or Republican substantially that is speaking out against that. And so that means that these two parties are controlled by higher elements that you all never focus on. You never focus on the – if you read this article I told you all to read, who is leading the United States to war – it is very detailed as to who really is behind this, okay? And the last thing I want to say is America is a fading empire. And when empires start to fall, they become violent. So you look at America's 800 military base, there's no threat from the outside. China's not trying to invade the United States. Russia's not trying to invade the United States. The destruction is coming from inside because the capitalist elite have robbed the homeland. That is, they've sent all the jobs away. And so America is deteriorating from the inside. That's where the focus should be. It is to focus on the politicians. To talk about how stupid Biden is or to talk about how stupid this politician is to evade the fact that politicians need money to run their campaigns and they don't have the kind of money they need. Whether it's Ron DeSantis is going to dance to the same tune that the rest of them dance to because the corporations and the think tanks and the foundations he has to get approval from in the mainstream media, that's what he has to do. So this is a new world order. We're really witnessing other nations becoming influencers in the game. China is a manufacturing powerhouse. Russia is a commodities exporter. Putting sanctions on Russia was the dumbest thing that this country and NATO could have done. And we're paying for it right now.
Well, we also opened the pipeline for them, too. And I don't for one minute believe if Trump was in office that there would be a war in Ukraine right now. And I'm not going to try to go into all the background of the war there. But I personally, I have no doubt Trump would not have opened the pipeline for them. So they wouldn't be getting the money with the fuel like they're doing now. And they also wouldn't I don't believe there'd be a war in Ukraine right now if Trump was in office. And I am one who does not believe for one minute that the election was ethical or honest. The fraud, election fraud, was definitely there in 2020, and Biden is not a legitimate president, in my own opinion.
But Sarah, you know what I think is going to happen?
Used to face the fraud.
You know what I see coming? I see Trump ultimately being indicted and brought to trial and possibly convicted. That's what I see coming. Because just today, I saw that the case where he tried to influence the attorney general in charge of the change election, they claim that's a good, solid case to indict him.
Yeah, but that's not what he said.
They're going to try whatever they can.
That's not what he said.
The truth, just like the lies with the Ukraine phone call and everything else. The Democrats can't deal with the truth. And, of course, Republicans, both parties are scum. That's all there is to that part. But, no, he said they should follow the law. Why are they playing with laws? Karen, were you going to say something real quick there?
No, that's what I was going to say. That's what he said. He said, follow the law. I'm sure you'll find 11,000 votes or something like that. He didn't tell him to go out and find them and do something illegal, but he always said, follow the law. He was pissed at Raffensperger because he made that deal with Stacey Abrams, and that was done in the dead of night, and that really changed everything. And I could understand him being pissed at that. But anyhow, we have to go forward. We've got to make sure that doesn't happen again, number one. And number two, we get the right people in office in November, so that when 2023 starts out, we can veto a lot of Biden's laws, override vetoes, or write laws counter to them and get them passed. And it make Biden, hopefully, an impeached and indicted president. I'm hoping that we will be able to take it to trial in the Senate, because the invasion that they are allowed to come into the country right now is heartbreaking.
Ma'am, I think that's a pipe dream, and I think Trump is going to be indicted before you see Biden. I promise you,
he's
going to get rid of Trump before the 2024 election.
Be indicted, but he won't be convicted.
Looking forward to that because
My point is, they're going to get Trump out of the way before the 2024 election.
They're going to try, but not if they're not in power. If they're not in power, they're gone, because whoever is the Speaker of the House has the ability to file indictment against the AG for going after the parents.
Yeah.
His job is to protect Americans. He went after parents and his letters to prove it. Plus, his family is involved in selling the educational material. That pushes this garbage.
Well, thank you, Sally.
They
will
have their own problems.
Yeah. They will try to indict Trump, but they're not going to get any further because they've been playing this game for 5-6 years. And also the other part is, beware, Trump could very well end up being the Speaker of the House, and people better really watch out. If he's the Speaker of the House, he will be much more powerful than if he was ever president.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Sam.
Thank you, and appreciate you calling in. We'll hear more from you in the future, on the future shows. I'm glad you're back. Okay. Well, that being said, John, sorry, I didn't mean to get you cut off, and we still have Nathan to talk to, and we are going a little bit over, but that's okay. This is important stuff. So, John, I'll go ahead and give you – California is definitely in a bad shape. There is no such thing as green energy. There's all forms of energy create some type of pollution. But the fact is, the nuclear and the fossil is much cleaner.
Yeah, that is going to be the reason for the collapse of California. They were on this pipe dream to go completely to green energy, and it's already failed. And you got 40 million people living in California, and they're starting to move out. And watch them move out when everybody runs out of water. I mean, I'm predicting a state of about 20 million people tops, and that's about half of what they have now. Because it is a state that is wrapped with incredible amounts of desert. I mean, it's just a desert. That's what it is. They haven't done that which is necessary to survive in a desert, which is you better have a good supply of desalinated water, then you can live in a desert. But that's all it is. It's just a desert. They've been trying to live off groundwater. The people in San Diego said that's impossible. And it's because the people in San Diego totally went against everything the state capitol was telling them to do. And they used their own powers as a government, a state government, county government, just to break away from Sacramento, which is full of nut job environmentalists, like you said earlier, that have hamstrung. They have totally hamstrung that state. And so now they're going to suffer, and they will lose about half their population.
Yep.
It's already happening before our eyes.
Exactly. It is. It's disgusting. It's sad. California used to be something to admire. I mean, it used to always be the feud, as you probably remember, John. There was the feud between California and Florida. Florida really always did everything bigger and better. California had Disneyland, we had Disney World and Universal and all this other stuff. Florida already did everything bigger and better, which personally I just assume Disney World and Universal go back to California. That's another story. But they have done everything wrong. But in so many ways, when you see what has happened to California and what is happening to our whole country, with how they're trying to do the same thing across this country with these individuals that are in the administration and in Congress today. They're killing us, and we cannot comply. People have to reject it. As Karen was saying, a mandate is not a law. We have to push back on this insanity, or we're not going to survive. Our country's not going to survive, and the next generations will not be free. So,
well, everything's going to have to change in November. From what Biden is doing, he's pushing all the wrong buttons. There's no way he can serve. It's not going to be a Democrats winning anything in November.
Well,
so,
we better hope that there's a change in the power, because that's what this is all about. And this is why, whether you like the Republicans or Democrats, whatever, we have to switch the guards at the House and the Senate. And then, I'm telling you, if these people get elected, come November, whoever gets elected on these Republicans, people better start calling them and hammering them and doing whatever it is at that point in time, say, you better go out there and you better impeach them. And I know the political games are going to play right now. So there's some people that are going to be soft on certain issues or stay away from them, because they don't want to rile up the Democrat Party that's going to maybe get out the vote or whatever the, you know. It's the political game. We can't be honest anymore. There is no truth. Politics has never been too honest to begin with. But the way we dodge the truth. But this stuff with this fossil fuel stuff, there's no excuse for Republicans not saying what they're saying is lying to you. They're harming the environment. The electric cars, EVs, are harming the climate. And what they're doing with the fossil fuels is destroying our whole country through every means, because the energy touches everything. It impacts everything. It impacts all your transportation, your farming, because of all the equipment, in addition to the fertilizers and all the stuff. they are killing us, choking us with this fossil fuel stuff, and it's all a lie. It's a big lie. Fossil fuels are not the dirtiest and the worst on the environment. So it's a lie, and they got to be pushing that, and they got to force that. These people who go on to Fox News and Newsmax and whatever else all the time, they got to keep saying it out loud. What they did with COVID to kill off people and what they're doing with these fossil fuels, they're both an attack on this country. And one thing I think it was New Orleans was saying, how did he word it out there? It is from the inside. It's not China per se that's killing us. It's the evil from within who allowed China to come in and take over this country. It's the evil from within who allowed China to be on the World Trade Organization as a favored nation, wherever it was, where they got all these bennies and all this other stuff and no oversight. It's the those from inside who allowed China to control the World Health Organization. So it's definitely the evilness from within. The enemy's from within, and Biden is an enemy of this country as far as I'm concerned. He's a treasonous traitor. He is an enemy along with many of both Democrats
but
and Republicans.
But he always has been.
I
remember that idiot 50 years ago, and he was always a real nasty person. When he was younger, he was a really nasty, anti-American, creepy guy. He hasn't changed a bit.
A racist, a narcissist. I mean, the guy, and a pathological liar, he just...
Yeah, that's what you got.
Sociopath. He's a nutcase.
A total sociopath. Yep.
He is.
Yep.
Yes.
I just wanted to mention one thing before we go. California is not the only problem in the southwestern United States. We have the two major cities of Phoenix and Las Vegas that are running out of water, and that doesn't mean that they can't recover. They can recover. They're going to have to use desalinated water using pipelines from the ocean.
Well, right now I have a lot of hope that Carrie Lake, if she gets elected to Arizona, there's going to be a big change in Arizona on that border and on those kind of things. So I have a lot of hope on that one, but you're absolutely right. The problem is not California. California was the major on that. I got to get to Nathan here, but you can say one last quick thing, then I got to get to Nathan.
Well, their dams are growing dry, and believe it or not, Las Vegas ran on a dam. It ran on Hoover Dam. It's drying up, so therefore you're going to have to do something about that. And Phoenix was actually running on Colorado River water, and it's drying up. But that don't mean it's hopeless. They can run short pipelines from the ocean and restore those two big cities.
Exactly.
Las Vegas is about 90 miles, a 90-mile pipeline. Arizona is about a 45-mile pipeline.
Okay.
And
remember,
desalinate the water.
Yeah, that's what we'll have to do. And we will have a show, like I've told you in the past, John, we're going to have you come on, and we're going to talk nothing except the water supply situation across this whole country. And we'll compare it to what's going on in Florida, because Florida's had its own different challenge when it comes to water, mostly because of mismanagement of land causing flooding in areas and things like that. We had a drought for several years, and many of the swamps kind of dried up, and they literally built on the swamps, and then the rains came back, and the swamps came back, and people's houses were flooded. And, of course, the mitigation of the wetlands that they forever were doing. So we will have a full show talking about water in America and where the real problem is and what has to be done. So, but anyway, so good info, John. Glad you called in tonight. Hopefully you'll be calling in next week. Excuse me.
If I make a concerted effort to remember, I will be.
I know I messed it up.
Like I did tonight.
Thank you so much.
So you're going to have another show Monday.
Right now, I'm on schedule to keep having the Monday shows. Yes, that's my intent is to have
Monday.
Shows every Monday like I used to.
Okay, that's great because there's plenty to talk about.
There sure is, and I know Nathan's got something to chime in here too. So, Nathan, I saw you call back in, and do you remember what you were calling back in for?
Yes, I didn't forget yet. Listen, I know a lot of people are putting hopes into the Republicans being the one that beats us, but people got to remember, y'all mentioned EPA. That is a Republican president and his administration that set that bureaucracy up, and it's always the Democrats that get blamed. But I want to remind, Karen said something about going to these media town halls. You got to remember the media, we didn't have town halls until 2010 with the Tea Party, and then they ended after people, all the Republicans that ran on the Tea Party that ran on going up there in 3 days, we're going to wait 3 days to read whatever it is. And then the first thing they did, they lied about on that, was the Patriot Act. No, that 20 minutes later, after it was presented, they voted on it and nobody read it. You know, this thing would, and I know we can brag about how many the Republicans, you can go to the state, to the Department of Elections, Florida Department of Elections, and you can look, like Karen said, you can look at the Democrats and you can look at how they are outnumbered by the Republicans, but you got a big old dog that's as big as both of them sitting over there called a whole bunch of no party affiliates. Now tell me, you can't just tell me we got to vote Republican because the Republicans are right there with the Democrats. I don't get my news from any news media. I go straight to the Congressional Record, and I look at who does what they say they believe. I look at the abortion. I look at everything. I look at, it's like this. I know that the Keystone Pipeline had no oil in it. It was only a construction project. But you know what? There's only one senator that voted against that. That was Justin Amash. You know why? Because you got a company in Alaska, no, Canada, that has eminent domain rights over your property. If they're bringing that across here, the police going to come out there and tell you you need to get off your land, and you have no appeals nowhere in the American judicial system. You can't even go to the United Nations to make your appeal. And that brought only one man to stand against that. And you know what? The Republicans are excited about this, and then we all get united against the Democrats when Biden does this. Biden, I actually thank Biden for doing that, because that's one of these socialist policies that's united. You know, in 23 next year, I don't know, it might be delayed, but next year NAFTA is supposed to be realized. We're supposed to be this North American Union state like the European Union state. That's supposed to be realized next year. Maybe after we see a big old war all around the world, and then when the dust settles and they come out and explain to us the new paradigm, then we'll realize we're no longer America. We're the North American Union, which there was no Democrats worked on that. Okay? So before we say the North American Republican Union Party...
Yeah, I got all the documents. The North American Union thing, I didn't think ever actually went through, but I'll have to check on that.
Yeah, I got
I do
the documents
remember.
On it. You want me to? I got the documents.
Yeah, you're gonna send me the links, because I remember when that was first going on. That was going on with George W. Bush, and it was supposed to happen in 2005, and it didn't happen then. So I didn't think, one minute, that Trump was one of the reasons,
Ted Cruz wanted to be the president, because about the time he finished two terms would be whenever we get moved into this new movement. And guess what? You probably don't know this. I'll send you this stuff, too. Guess who is a part of coming up with the new economic plan, or whatever you call it, the currency, the system of money, and how this thing's going to operate? Guess who was on the board that put together this economy?
His wife.
Okay, so listen, here, let me tell you, So you know where my emotions comes from, Karen, and listen, just please hear this and understand this, and this will get. When I went in the Army and I served under three presidents, I served under Reagan, Daddy Bush, and Clinton. I served in a hot zone. I served on the DMZ in Korea. But listen, when I was joining the Army, I was raising my hand, quoting the oath, and I was thinking. I had a religious experience a few years before, and I learned an oath is something that it's a promise at a heart level, and I figured that out. And I'm making an oath to something I haven't even read. So let me read it. I'm going to start reading it, and I read it. Didn't really understand it. I read it. And I read it, and I read it, and I started looking at it, and it's not like the system we got. And I started asking the political junkies, and they're like, "Well, what you need to do is go over and read Article 51 of the Federalist Papers." I even called, and I noticed something about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Amendments. They are amazingly coherent. I mean, they one thing builds on another, makes it more clearer in the next one. Okay. I called and talked to a lawyer in the Library of Congress, and I asked him, when you come up with the words, and this was my main thing on the 24th Amendment, how did you come up with these words? And they said they researched everything. They researched everything to make sure it's consistent with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that's where they came up with. So there, you can't say there's an electoral college in the Constitution because it's proved in the Constitution. It's in seed form in the Constitution. It's that seed sticking out of the dirt in the Bill of Rights, and it got blossoms. It got leaves on it.
Now,
in the Bill of Amendments.
The electoral college stuff we're definitely going to talk about because Sarge was on last week. I don't know if you got to listen to the show last week.
Guy Sarge
called in, and he was talking about the Electoral College too. And we're going to take another deep dive on that thing because I know obviously where you come from on it, and what the interpretation of the Constitution is for the word electors. Electors, what the state has the right over the electors, how that is out there for the federal election kind of stuff.
The states appoints. And who is the states?
They appoint electors, which means that the electors are, and you can call it whatever you want. We talked about this last year, and I'm not going to get into a big thing now because we've got to wrap up. But it's a group of electors who go up to D.C. to cast that vote, or they go to their house, and then the votes end up there. But they're the ones who cast the votes for the president and the vice president, the electors, not the voters in the state. It's the electors who are assigned or appointed through the state. So whether you call it an electoral college or call it an electoral dump or electoral sewage cesspool, whatever it is, it's still the electors by the state.
A college is a group. A group of people with the same or similar interests.
Well,
and to make
the word
them
college,
a group
we can go
of
back
people.
To what the word college meant back in the day, too. We can call it a
festival.
Well,
I know
call
what the Constitution
the
says.
That's okay.
Well, but the Constitution in black and white says I get to vote for
electors.
A president in another election. I
so
vote for the electors.
What it all comes down to is, Nathan, you'd rather them say they're sending the electors to Washington, or they're sending the votes of the electors.
Okay.
You don't want to say the word college.
Okay,
I'm
only reading the Constitution, and the Constitution
electors.
Says I vote for the president.
Don't call it college.
It says
electors.
I vote for the electors.
The same thing.
It says I vote for
the electors.
It says I vote for the. It says I vote for the president, and then it says I vote.
Electors.
Nathan Huckabee gets the vote for the vice president.
No.
It's a separate, distinct election, and then I get the vote, and then I get the vote for the electors, and then the electors votes for the president, and then the vice president.
We're going to get a couple of constitutionalists on here. I know what you're saying. We've been through this, and we're going to have a show on the electors before November. Because
I'm only
going to
read the Constitution.
The electors don't matter. The electors don't count. 2022, there's no electors. The electors are only there for the
president. I'm only reading. Listen, I just wrote something.
I am too.
I just wrote something. Now listen, I just wrote something to somebody that asked me about this thing with the Pence dropping the ball during the election and during the certifying the presidency.
He did.
Vote. Yes. Okay. No, he didn't. If you read the 12th Amendment, and I wrote this out. I wrote this out.
Okay.
I wrote out what the Constitution says. what the 12th Amendment says. The 12th Amendment says the Congress is the one that settles the votes for the president, and the Senate does the. There's two separate elections. It says in there distinct elections.
Okay,
two
Nathan,
separate
we're
elections.
We're going to save this one. We have to talk about this for another 2 or 3 hours. We're not going to finish it here. We will have it, and I will give you an hour to tell everybody what you're saying. Then I'm gonna make sure you get Sarge on that night.
I'm not gonna quote any history. I'm just gonna read what the document says.
Yeah,
I'm gonna read it too.
The electors.
And it says, and the state has
the
nothing
right.
to do with the presidential elections. It says Congress shall. Settle it. Congress is the one that settles. The only thing the president does, the vice president does on the election of president and vice president, he opens the envelope. That's all he does. Today, I guess it means he hits the send button.
Again, okay, time out on this one, Nathan. We're finished on the Electoral College. We're not getting into that tonight. We'll have a show. I'll make sure we allow some extra time because it won't get covered in 2 hours. I've heard too many sides of this. I don't.
I'm not hearing any sides. I'm only reading what the document says.
Well, I'll reword it. The interpretation of the Constitution. Electors. What's the meaning of electors? Or who controls the electors for the state? How many electors go to vote? Blah, 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 blah. And I think we need to clean up the electors of the state of Florida. I have no problem with cleaning up how the electors are handled in the state of Florida.
Do you know who your electors are? Do you know who your electors are?
I'd have to go look at
the
electors. List. I did for the last presidency. I went through that whole
process.
Yeah,
I got a list of them. I got a list of them.
But I don't have
a list
in front
of
me because I'm not worried about the
electors.
The 2022 elections has nothing to do with electors. The electors have nothing to do with this election this year. And it all comes down to how the states have the right to do certain crap with the electors. That's what the Constitution is, the state and the electors. That's where we're going to end up have this battle, and that's where the question comes in. The interpretation of what the word electors and what states' rights are. And if you think the state of Pennsylvania was totally kosher and what they did in violating their own state constitution with their electors, then okay. So that's what they did. They
when I ride down the road and I see a speed limit sign, I don't interpret it. I just obey it. I do what it says. And that's all the information I got to go on. I can go back on some guy was in a hurry and he was late for work. Well, somebody else's experience. That's somebody else's experience.
Then we don't need a Supreme Court because you know exactly what everything means, and there's no chance anybody could interpret anything. Nobody could ever read anything differently.
We do need a Supreme
Court. Then we don't really need a Supreme Court because it's all there in black and white.
No, we do need a Supreme Court.
But nobody follows it.
But we do need a Supreme Court, but what the Supreme Court's doing is not what is prescribed for them to do. And you know where this started? It started with Madison being sued. And you know what? Mulberry versus Madison. No, Mulberry versus Madison. And Madison should have said, this needs to go to the Congress rather than live with what the judge said. He dropped the ball there. And now we say, in Mulberry Madison, if a judge said something, you know, so we're not following what the speed limit says. We're interpreting everybody else's experience.
Well, the fact of the matter is certain statements can be made and can be subject to different interpretations. As nearly, because not everything is quite the same as it was at the beginning. We as we all know, we've changed changed the meaning of words, which is a whole other story. But the whole point, what it says for the electors, I know a lot of people go out there and read that exact same thing. Who is right? Who's wrong? I don't know. But we're not going there now because we have to have at least 2 hours to talk about this, Nathan. We can't talk about it in 15 minutes.
Okay.
We'll definitely go on that. That the other crap was about this fossil fuel stuff, which you as a truck driver know all too well with the impact it's having to you.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. All this other stuff, everything we get, the ring you got on your finger, okay, the pants you wear, the seat cover, your engine block, the pavement we ride on, Okay, everything comes from the earth. God gave man the wisdom to figure out how to harvest this stuff and create stuff. I mean, I don't know anything about computers, but I'm hearing computer chips. It comes from sand. My mind can't get around that because I'm not that smart, but I do know this much. Like you said, these people are destroying us by trying to take us back to fuels. And this is Sarge said something that was so smart. A battery doesn't produce energy. It holds energy. Okay? And I'm glad he said that because you know what? Whenever it gets real hot and your air conditioning is going this summer, guess what? The electricity you're spending that money on, that extra money on, is because they got fuel. It's fuel that's giving us this energy. So you get a battery with a car in it, or a car with a battery in it, and plug it in, and it ain't going to do nothing unless you got some other kind of force giving energy to that battery. So, you know, we got a generation that was not taught science in school growing up, yeah. So there's no common sense, and we're not going to produce any scientists out of this generation.
Well, I tell you, I agree with that, but you're totally right in that we were talking about that at the beginning of the show. Batteries only store energy where you plug it in. The energy doesn't grow out of the thin air. It just ultimately comes down from the fossil fuels. That's why there's no fossil fuels, no electric cars. And right now with the situation, they keep trying to push people on these electric cars. They're just going to create more brownouts and blackouts across this country because if everybody plugs in at the same time, there's not going to be any electricity for anything else. And that's why the Republicans should be pushing that back. Okay.
Yeah,
the
Republicans was over in 2010 whenever they hijacked the Tea Party with the message of hold the Republicans' feet to the fire. The Republican Party was over in 2010. They don't exist anymore. God, there was one thing I started to say and you got me on that thought. But anyway, here's the deal. Listen, Karen said something about a politician that she's got on speed dial, and he's happy with her, okay? But you know why? Because if she calls him up and asks him a question and she's happy with his answer, she's got a voice to go out and tell people. If I called him, if I had him on speed dial, he would block my number because when I call him up and I ask him, you said this and you voted this, okay, you know what he's going to do? He's going to do the same thing that caused the town hall meetings to stop in 2010 because these people were coming out and they were talking to people. And I remember my best one that I remember, Colonel Alan West goes up there and he voted for the Patriot Act without reading it. And somebody asked him in a town hall meeting, and here was his answer. You know, you said that you would wait 3 days and you didn't wait and you signed it. And this is what Alan West said. He goes, you know, I will put my record. He goes, I'm not perfect. There was only one perfect man in this world, and that was Jesus Christ. But I'll put my record up against any politician. Okay, so he gets, because he's not a professional liar like the rest of the Congress and the senators are. He gets a pass because he's got a better record on not lying, okay? So, you know, he just became a politician. He just became a politician because instead of saying, you know, man, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? And I promise you I won't do it. You know what he quit doing? He quit doing town hall meetings after that because people were asking real questions. And I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you knew this, but one night I was on your show, and I called in and I did a couple little rants against the Republicans, and some guy called in and was, you know, I understand the Republicans, but he's trying to talk me out. I said, no, the Republicans are dead for me. And then afterwards, Mr. Tolbert called me up and he said, I want you to go back and listen to the archive of that show with this guy calling you and talking to you about it. And then he sent me two other, one from Fox and one from him talking in Congress in a speech. And he said, tell me these three voices the same person. And I didn't pay attention when I was on the show, but I sat there and I listened to him. I said, I think I just talked to Alan West. He's sitting there monitoring and acting like a ghost citizen calling in trying to, you know, get everybody on board. You know, here's what I did. In 2004, I got my first computer. I still am trying to learn how to use it, but my sister, my neighbor showed me, and I was one of them slobbering at the mouth Republicans that it would set a Democrat straight. And I went back to the Great Depression. It was mostly after World War II. I followed the Republicans all the way up to 2004, and when I got done with that, I went there and switched to no party affiliate with a vow that I will never vote for another Republican. I'll never vote for these because I've seen how much that is Democrat policies that the Republicans that would give the Republicans. You know, the President Bush, if you remember this, W. Bush, he got through his razor sand 2000. He's up for 2004, and he says somebody's talking about gay marriage, and he goes, "Well, I'm personally am one man, one woman. You know, is defined as marriage, but I would have no problem with putting a marriage constitution amendment in the Constitution." Well, guess what? That got people running across the street. Well, first after the election, somebody asked him about it, and he goes, "Well, that's not the federal Constitution's role, but I would have no problem with the." Citizens going across the states putting in a marriage amendments. People ran across. I did that. I worked with this guy down here, Stemberger, and okay. I got a bunch
yep.
of. Okay, but listen. At the end,
we gotta wrap it up. I am running out of time.
Okay,
now.
I'm gonna wrap it up. Okay, here it is. It was a George Bush appointed judge that sent the gay marriage case to the Supreme Court that gave us gay marriage as the law of the land. So, yeah, George Bush really believes in that.
Well, yeah, but George Bush is a rhino from the beginning. We've talked about this many times on the show, going back to Prescott Bush, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Jeb Bush, John Ellis Bush, that is. We talk about them. They all came. They were supportive of Hitler. I mean, come on. We already know what they are. They're the globalists. So you're not getting any argument out of me. I know what I never voted for Bush. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that.
Well, but
one time I voted for John Ellis Bush as governor. I never voted for any other Bush. Never.
If Jesus was running as a Republican, I would sit that election out. I'd vote for no party affiliate. The Republican Party is
okay.
The Whig Party.
Okay.
It is. It's the Whig Party.
We will continue that discussion later, but I'm going to give Karen the last word because you called her out a couple of times. And but good to hear you. Glad you called back in. And we will
yes.
I promise we'll have the show on the Electoral College. Okay, Karen, with all that, you must have something to say. Stay on the phone. Stay
it's
on the
easier,
phone, Nathan. You won't be able to hear it through the computer.
It's easier.
I'm hearing.
It's easier to take over what we have right now because to get a new party, opened in each state will be almost impossible to get it done in 2 years. So that was the problem. What do we do? Do we start a new party right now or do we take over the Republican Party because they are already, they are already licensed in every state. So yes, you're right. There are a lot of there are so many things that need to be done. But I really believe that the most important thing that we can do is get back to the Constitution and hold our elected officials accountable by asking them the right questions. And I said I had this senator on my speed dial. I used to call him any time and say, what are you voting for that bill? Did you read it? And he was one of the very few that I said I liked working with him because when I would ask him something and finish and explain, et cetera, either he would say, that is something I can do and I will work on it for you, or that is something I can't do. And I appreciated his honesty. And that is something that's very rare. But our politicians are in such deficit because, for the most part, they don't even know what the Constitution is. They were taught in school it's a slave document. So we have a long way to go to turn them around from their thought process now. But if we don't get our elections right, it won't make any difference. Sally, you're doing a wonderful job, as always. It is always a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Karen. Very good discussion.
I don't want another party. I just want to go and vote my conscience, not be a part of a group.
We need to obviously rework the whole thing, but the beauty of what I will say here, and this is going to be the final statement because we've got to get off the air, the only thing right now, Trump is really coming down on the Republican Party, and if the Republican Party does not behave itself in this next time, it won't survive anyway. Trump is already out there ready to take over, to shut down the Republican Party as it is. He's sick of some of the games they have played, but he is trying to work the art of the deal routine or whatever, and he's trying to restore some kind of ethics and integrity to this Republican Party. And Trump isn't perfect. I've got plenty of things to say about the stuff he's done, too. But you listen to him at these rallies, and you see he is calling out these Republicans for what they have done against what they claim they believe. Go back to Jim Jordan, his book about the do what you say you're going to do kind of thing. And so the Republican Party better change its ways or it won't survive. It won't survive as anything, and then we will actually truly have a chance for a third party or new whatever. But we have to clean up the whole process. Our elections are totally corrupt the way they are today. No argument there. And the Republicans have been the biggest disgust. Democrats truly have done the same they've done over the years. They're truly, the Democrats have always played on the communist side. Go back to who was the one fighting the votes and the blacks from voting and everything else, if we know the truth, if we have the true history out there. And that is really what I'm going to wrap up with. This has been an excellent discussion, gone over much later than I expected. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you for the discussion. Please keep engaged, share information, share the facts. Contact your current state representatives, state senators, your governors, then your federal representatives and senators. Shove this the facts about this fossil fuel stuff in their face and say something about it. And also contact media. Contact them. Why are you guys lying about this? I mean, we all know that the media is the poison. The media is what is killing us. If we had a honest media, we wouldn't have these problems. So contact them, too. We've got to go out there. We have to shove the facts in their face. We will not comply, and we will not deny the truth. Put the truth out there. The truth will set us free. And with that being said, good night, everyone. Please have a good week, and we will talk again next Monday night. God bless America.